Blog Talk Radio.
Then I am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
Picture perfect memories scattered all around the floor. Reaching for the phone cause I can't fight it anymore. And I wonder if I ever cross your mind.
If it's quarter after one, I'm all alone and I need you now. Said I wouldn't call, but I lost all control and I need you now. And I don't know how I can do without. I just need you now.
Wanna see you doing your thing? You know this thing that you do? It's really something.
Thank you. Very sweet.
Said that I could do things my own way.
This is your way? Why don't you hire yourself a yes man to run your company? It'd be a lot less stressful for both of us, wouldn't it?
Hello, everyone. Oh. Hey, you on, babe?
Hola, amigos. Hey, everybody. It's Willie here, Party Will. And we're excited that you're back with us on Daytime After Dark with Willie and Carly.
Yeah, and, you know, I know this is Labor Day weekend, so I know most people might not be with us this week, but that's okay.
Those of you that are definitely going to enjoy the fun game that Carly's got later on tonight.
Yes. And now that I mind just being you and I, it could be really, really, really funner than I thought.
It should be fun.
So, there's a lot of happening this week, babe. There's a lot.
There's a lot going on. And, you know, I'm enjoying what's going on with General Hospital right now, this whole Aztec adventure. It's like a dream come true because it's something like I would do if I were writing it. I'm enjoying the way it's entangled almost every single character before you realize it. It's going to be good.
Yeah, I mean, it's so exciting.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. I loved it. I love just watching on YouTube the original storyline with Felicia and Frisco, and then, you know, later on they involved with Lucy Coe, and then which one they had? Lucy's cousin, Cole or Colton, something like that?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's going to be good, you know. I'm hoping this time around that it'll be just as epic because I'm hoping that the rumor may be true. If Holly can return, that would be awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, this whole thing where they are going is exciting. You know, I mean, that storyline, number one, is one you don't want to miss, people, because it's so good. It's just like you don't want the arrow to, you know, go by fast, and it does, and then the arrow's up and you are mad. And I just want
right.
to say, and don't send me hate mail or something, what I'm about to say, but can Obama wait to General Hospital is off here to do some kind of announcement? Come on. I missed 30 minutes of it last, you know, yesterday, and I was not happy. I was not happy. So, you know, he needs to stop.
You missed 30 minutes of yesterday. It was really, really good. I enjoyed the way it was so, like, for me, I enjoyed the couples, like, everybody. It had Lucas and Brad. It had Silas and Nina.
Yep.
And I'm trying to remember everybody else because it was a pretty good episode, but it went pretty fast.
Yeah, I mean, so from what I saw, you know, I was happy because my good bread was on, so I was happy with that. I mean, the moments I saw, anyway. Okay, now, people, I'm wondering, okay, who did you think Nina's daughter is? Because after yesterday, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's Britt. I could be wrong. But now I'm just wondering if it is or they are going to make Kiki her. I don't know. I mean, it just had my real emotion about that one. I mean, yeah.
Well, don't forget, Carly, that Britt has a secret.
Exactly.
It's big. And then, of course, we've still got Madeline coming back.
Mm-hmm.
That's getting good. Yeah.
I mean,
that.
All of it is so good right now.
My favorite line of the day yesterday was with Nina, where she's telling Silas, all right, she's like, don't laugh, Silas. I just want to know. And he's like, don't laugh. And she's like, was it good for you as it was for me?
Yeah, I know. I'm like,
go Nina.
You know, I do
that was
sort
good.
Of
I love
like,
that.
Yeah, I do sort of like Silas and Nina, even though, I mean, but I really want Nina to go with Franco. I'm sorry, I think Franco and Nina are hot.
Oh, no, I want them together, too, but you got to admit, those scenes were cute together.
Yeah, I mean, they are, and...
And then you had Lucas and Brad, where he's leaving, and Brad's like, oh, I don't wish, you know, like, I wish this didn't end, or I wish it wouldn't have to end, something like that, and Lucas is like, don't worry, baby, I'll be back. It's not over. It's like, good.
I'm enjoying
the triangle. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love Felix, but like I said, I'm excited, and I'm not going to lie, I mean... My favorite couple won, and that's Brad and Lucas, because they are electric together. I mean, I think for Felix, there's that someone that hopefully they can pair him with that will be just as exciting as it is right now with Brad and Lucas, because I thought for a minute they were going to go with Milo, but it looks like that was a changer right there.
Oh, and we have our favorite guy. Oh, you know, our favorite, well, you're my favorite guy, but our favorite best friend on. Hey, Cole.
Good evening.
Hey, Corey.
Hello.
How are you enjoying the General Hospital this week?
I am enjoying it. It has me hooked.
Yay!
Really? That's great. That's good. Everybody's on the same page. Are you enjoying the Aztec Adventure? Because I really am. I mean, just Levi. You know, I hate Levi, but I've got to admit, they are really making it so complex, like, especially a little part, you know, that I got to see off and on today because I didn't get to see everything, but I've seen little bits and pieces. And I was just cracking up. Levi with his short hair. And he's all getting mad at Maxie, and Lulu is like, please shut up. You sound like your mother.
No, the Levi story is the Levi story is actually getting good, so that's a plus.
So, Corey, are you changing your theory of who Fluke is? Because now it's reporting that maybe he's supposed to be Levi's dad.
I don't know.
I think that would be a fun twist.
I'm not really familiar with the character of Levi's dad, so I don't know.
All I know on that part is that he was Felicia's ex-fiance, and apparently Briscoe did some, you know, where he rescued Felicia during that epic storyline when it first began. And, you know, that's the only main background right now that I know of Levi's dad.
Yeah.
Well, and I know that Luke and Laura were somehow involved.
Yes.
Yeah, they had a lot of epic, iconic characters involved in that storyline originally. That's what I was telling Carly just now, that I don't know if it's true or not, but I had heard rumblings that maybe they were going to try to bring Holly in. That would be good. I've always enjoyed Holly. She's always been my favorite character next to Anna and, of course, Robin. So, you know, all that is going to be awesome if they tied it all together. I know it's a lot, and they've got enough characters right now, but I'm not going to lie. If they brought Holly in, that would be just like the cherry on top.
Well, my mind is always a win-win when they bring in old characters and legacy characters. They don't have to stay around forever, but
exactly
that really gets fans reinvested in the stories that they're telling with the new characters.
Right. I was like you know, Corey, like you would agree on the whole veteran thing. I mean, I definitely agree with that because I always feel you want to bring the right people into the right story. You don't just put them there just for the sake of it.
I agree with you guys. Then the only thing that I'm confused about is, okay, maybe I'm going a little too far on this whole Levi thing, but wouldn't be shocking if Felicia was the mom. I'm just saying for them, I mean, they've done some...
I thought that too. And then everybody's like, oh, please don't go there because didn't they sleep together?
They slept together
off screen though, right? They've never shown them together like in bed.
No, they haven't.
I know, but the whole
premise. Am I right, Corey?
You're right, but the whole premise of incest is not good.
Oh, I know.
I don't want that to happen. I'm just thinking, like Carly. I'm thinking, well, what's the big deal with the dad? Is he mad because Felicia's this Levi's mom? You know, it's a page turner. It really is. Because we've gone to when Levi first started, we thought he was going to be Mac's son. And then now, you know, again, it's almost like Fluke, but you got to admit, this is a whole lot better than the Fluke storyline. I'm enjoying this Aztec Adventure quick. Especially when I saw the picture of Frisco. I'm like, yes, I love Frisco. I'm a Frisco fan.
Especially because I don't know if it's just me, but I get the feeling that everybody's over the Fluke storyline. Like, tell us who it is already and get it over with.
Yeah, I don't care, you know, at this point. You know, I'm sure they're going to excite it at some point, because I read something earlier that said that there's a possibility that, you know, if you think about it, could Fluke be the one behind everything? Because think about it, and it kind of makes sense. Since Nina's popped up in town, it would make sense because everything's all connected. The way Nina
yep.
reached out to Rafe, and the way that Britt's related to Nina, and Nina's related to Nathan, that's not a coincidence. That's, you know, there's got to be something there. What do you think, Corey?
I'm sorry, did you ask me a question?
Yeah.
Yes.
What do you think about that? Do you think the same as what I was just reading about that, that maybe there is some type of big, strong connection going on? Because I'm hearing the possibility that there's supposed to be an explosion coming up pretty soon. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, that'll be great. I just have a problem with them tying in all of their major storylines right now, if you think about it, to the one character of Fluke. To me, that would
make
sense.
Okay, yeah. I don't like that part, because I really, you know me, I really don't care for the Fluke guy. But at the same time, if it involves good characters, I'm all for it. But I'm more invested in Aztec Adventure than I am Fluke, so that's just me. What's the other part? Okay, switching over, because I'm very excited, Y&R was so good today. I didn't get to see all of it, but I got to see the ending. Our girl Phyllis woke up finally.
Good.
It was
about time.
She woke up with those beautiful eyes. Oh, my God. Like, yes,
it was
awake.
So good.
I did. I love it. And you know how I feel about Victor. I'm like that love-hate relationship with Victor sort of deal. But I got to admit, I enjoyed it, and I knew it. I mean, even before the spoilers, I had a feeling when I was seeing Victor just talking to Phyllis, I'm like, watch, she's going to wake up because she's going to say something that will really, like, wake her up. And he did. He said, just talking to her, he's like, you know, come on, Phyllis, you know, wake up so I can, you know, we can talk or something like that. And before you know, right before it ends, girlfriend's waking up.
Yeah, but him and Phyllis have always had that kind of connection. I don't know what it is.
Yeah,
I can't put my finger on it.
I love the connection. I really do.
I can't put my finger on it, but it's always been something between them that's, I don't know how to describe it, but it's a connection.
It's hard to describe it because think about it. Victor hates Sharon to like a T, but I never really remember Phyllis did go to jail a while back when he played with Michelle Stafford, that whole situation with Brad Carlton. But other than that, I really haven't seen where Victor really hates Phyllis as much as he does Sharon.
I think
and it's weird. It's like he treats Phyllis like his daughter.
You know what it is to me? It's kind of the same relationship that he and Catherine have. To me, it's kind of the mentor and mentee. Like, I can really see them, if they keep rolling the ball with Phyllis, that she could be the show's, and I hate to say it, to replace Jeannie Cooper, but that character could really be the next Chancellor, Catherine Chancellor, if they play their cards right. Now.
Oh, right, the embodiment of the character. I agree. She would have replaced Catherine. No one ever could. But, you know, it's just like any other, you know, eventually that there's some type of a next generation to continue. I could definitely see that as Phyllis. I was thinking that today, too. I could definitely see Gina portraying Phyllis and taking her to a whole new level on this role.
Yes.
We'll see Phyllis like never before. I mean, the way the previous tease that Phyllis makes an explosive return, I'm like, wow, they're really making the character, like, just sizzle.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And I'm so excited. I read that, you know, the fact that she's supposed to come and She's going to have revenge on Sharon, and we do know that the secret will be revealed. That's going to be good because it's going to affect a lot of people. So I just can't wait.
I mean, I think if Nick will open his eyes and see what Sharon did once and for all, because I've never been a Nick and Sharon fan. I've never been. So, heck, if he could finally open his eyes about it, and I'm sick of people saying, oh, she didn't mean to do this. Okay, yes, he did. She did.
No, she did. She did it intentionally, and I don't buy the mental.
No.
The mental patient storyline. I get confused over that sometimes. But I think a lot of it, and the fans will kind of agree on this. I think they've kind of wavered back and forth on that to the point they're like, okay, let's get this over with, or let's move it on. It's kind of dragging to the point we want to move on from this. But I am enjoying the drama as much as I really don't like Ian Ward. I've got to admit that since he's popped up, you got to admit the drama in Genoa City has heated up since the summer. And now that he's going to go missing and everyone's going to be a suspect, I have a feeling it's going to be like Diane Jenkins all over again. But at the same time, this one sounds really good. I mean, it's just so many suspects. You never know who's going to hide what, what's going to happen. Nikki needs to quit that drinking, obviously. That's getting a little annoying on that end.
That's
but
getting a little old. I mean, I love Nikki.
It is getting old, and I adore Nikki. But, I mean, when I saw that scene today where she's looking at that bottle, I'm like, oh, here we go. The only thing I'm looking forward to is to seeing Meredith Baxter playing her friend, like the drinking buddy coming up. But other than if they weren't bringing her on, it was just going to be Nikki drinking like the way she did the last time with Deacon and all that mess, I probably wouldn't be watching too much of that because I get bored with that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, the Nikki drinking doesn't bother me as much as the Sharon bipolar storyline. Because at least with Nikki, they're making it make sense. Like, an alcoholic under that stress, that would push
her to drink again.
Right.
But, like you said, they've wavered so much on this bipolar storyline that some of the symptoms that Sharon has to be supposedly bipolar, I don't know if they're drawing it out of thin air or not. But that's not
for
bipolar.
Somebody, yeah, exactly. Because for somebody like, you know, just me, I, you know, could say, well, I take offense with this because of, you know, I've got this, you know, and I don't go through that, and I would never do that. But of course, everybody's different. But again, it's a soap, so they're really, really embellishing it. You know, they're overdoing it in that way, and I feel they're not really telling the story the way they should. On that end,
but
at least Nikki with the MS story was going somewhere, but the Sharon with the mental thing, I don't see where it's going. I mean, even for me.
Yes, me too.
And people will laugh right now, but I, you know, ADD, HD, bipolar, all that, PTSD, I mean, I can relate to most of these characters because I have those conditions, and I'm not afraid to say it because that's me, and that's who makes me who I am. But at the same time, I'm not going to just like, oh, this is getting entertaining. I'm sorry, but it really isn't because, you know, like I said, I have those conditions. And, you know, it's starting to become like a running joke, and I think they need to just get off of that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a difference.
I mean, they do.
There's a difference in overplaying a disease because I agree with you, Willie. That's what I'm going to school for is human services, social work, counseling. So I'm learning about all these diseases right now in school. And like I said, there's a difference of going over the top with these diseases, like Sharon's bipolar, and then there's another thing to be totally incorrect and then expecting the viewers to believe that she's bipolar.
Yeah, that's true. And I'm so tired of Little Miss Abby already, and the fact that she kissed Stitch really, it's just really got me going.
Oh, yeah.
I really
Usually, babe, I can stick up for Abby. But when she goes up to Ben, and everyone knows how I feel about Ben, you done, Abby. You are done, you little slut.
Well, I had a feeling. I knew when they were doing those scenes, and you kind of tell as a fan, and, you know, especially a loyal watcher.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, my God. And you know, this one, I didn't even hear nothing that they were going to do that, but I'm not surprised because it's just the way that the story's kind of shifting back and forth. I'm like, it's just a matter of time before Stitch probably hooks up trying to get comfort from, like, Ashley or something. I mean, it's just going to be, like, again, it's, like, almost like a running joke. It's like, where are they doing with Stitch? Where is it going to happen here? I mean, it's just these characters are, like,
stop.
On a, they're, like, on this train, and they're all going different directions. And the fans are, like, what's going on and what's going to happen? You know, they want some type of consistency. And, you know, again, that's why I flip over to GH, because GH has that consistency. YR is trying to get back on level, but something just doesn't fit right now. There's certain storylines that I'm catching on with, but there's others, I won't lie. I could do a day or two without, like, you know, just certain storylines that just are going to drag. And I'm like,
hey, babe,
you missed 2 weeks.
We actually have a call. 503, you're on the air. How can I help you?
What, do you have no other callers?
No, not to, I mean, it's Labor Day fucking weekend. No, we don't.
Yeah.
Hello, caller, how are you doing? How are you tonight?
Awful. My stupid dryer went out again.
What?
Oh, I know how that goes. You know what? My dryer went out, like, a while back, and, you know, to me, it's what we need, of course, but on my end, it actually became a blessing because now I just end up washing the clothes and just hanging outside, and it works out better, so it's like you save more money.
Yeah, and they're hard to
get. But for your sake, I hope it goes better, and hopefully they can fix that dryer because I do know that's important too.
No, I'm done.
No.
I want to burn my house. I'm freaking done.
Okay, 503, call you. No. We cannot burn the house. No. Okay. Number one, you know, I don't want you going in jail. Number two.
Yeah.
We don't want you to put
Sharon on Y&R.
Yeah,
no,
number three.
I fucking hate this house.
I know.
Number three, you
probably have a nice, wonderful house, and that cannot be burned there. You cannot burn that. And you probably have a nice bed.
Insurance.
So, Carlo, what shows do you watch, and what shows are you in? What storylines are you enjoying this week?
Yeah, Carlo, what storylines are you interested?
Yes, please tell us.
Yeah, please. Inquiry mind want to know. Any soap, anything you want to say, go for it.
I didn't watch Days Today, but Monday, Tuesday was really good. Wednesday came with Black. Yesterday was okay, but I think that I think Sammy is being Sammy and has ulterior motives, and she's not really enjoying her lunch with EJ. I think she is in a way because she still loves him in her own way, but
mm-hmm.
I think she's still just kind of playing along because she has to right now.
Yeah. So, caller, how excited are you about hearing about Melissa Archer joining Days? Because I'm so, like, excited. She's such a good actress. Melissa Archer?
She probably never watched One Life to Live.
Oh, okay, well, that's fine. She was
she's
on One Life to Live. She's
a very
talented actress.
She's a very
talented
actress.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
So
it's
who is she supposed to be playing?
We don't know yet.
It's a new character.
We don't know yet.
It's a new character.
Oh.
Her name will be Serena.
Serena. So how old is she supposed to be?
I don't, well,
Melissa Archer is in her 30s, so in her 30s, and it sounds
more like the Brady Nicole crowd then?
Right, and it sounds like she's going to be connected to somebody who's already in Salem. But Melissa Archer is a very talented actress. She's probably one of my favorite actresses from One Life to Live, so it should be good.
So you think they're bringing her on because Sammy's leaving to try and give somebody whatever, something?
Well, you know what, that would be interesting right there. I was thinking that too, the way you are. I'm wondering if maybe they're trying to put a little Spitfire actress in there, similar to Sammy, without having to recast Sammy, but at least they'll have some type of a continuated, consistent character. I'm wondering the same thing. Maybe they're trying to, like, inadvertently bring her in right before Sammy leaves. That would be kind of, intriguing.
Well, the way I understand it is they are still in the process of recasting Sammy.
I wish they'd recast frickin' Will. He annoys the hell out of me.
Oh, I know. Don't get me started on Will. I only watch for the, Sonny.
I have to fast forward.
Sonny's a good actor.
Ugh, he's awful. I have to fast forward every scene. I just can't even deal. Sonny I can take, and the old Will I can take, but ugh.
Oh,
that one I...
yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'll agree with you. I was so rooting for this Will, and then after a while, I was watching some scenes like a while or two, and I'm like you. I mean, I won't lie. I think sometimes I fast forward half of the scenes because it's just like, it just feels like it's kind of empty.
Yeah,
and
very empty.
I'm like, oh my God, it's just like blah, and I was like, this isn't gonna work, Let's go back. At least go back to the other characters like Ben and with Jennifer and Abby or anything like that. But please, no more Will and constant airtime that's just going nowhere. I mean, that's ridiculous. Let's just flip over to Sunny and that'll be good.
Honestly, I'm surprised the babies lasted this long. I thought she'd be like 5 by now.
Yeah, me too.
And it's sad what they've done to Sonny because they're, like, making him hardly anything. All he's doing, basically, is scene by scene. I mean, and poor, I feel bad for that actor because it's just, like, one scene he's just bringing the baby in, one scene he's supposedly feeding Ariana that you don't see.
And she's always sleeping. I'm like, I don't know what baby you've ever raised, but they're not always sleeping.
No.
So, that's just... stupid. I don't know. I'm wondering if
and then what happened? What happened with T's character? Like he was all like,
yeah,
kind of
nothing
the
happened.
Story
yeah,
there. And then they don't do nothing. It's like and Corey can chime in here. Me and Corey are writers. But just for me as a writer, I want to scream. I'm like, please, somebody give me a pen. I want to start writing something because T deserves a good storyline. He's a good actor. He's good. His character's awesome. He needs something. I think they're dragging their feet until Chad comes in so they can have the younger generation coming in. I think Daze is doing this sort of summer young generation sort of deal, but they're doing it late since it's already midsummer now, like we're already going into the fall. I think they're kind of behind, and they're kind of doing it where it's going on now where normally we would have seen it in the summer. What do you think, Holly?
I totally agree.
I mean... it is still the summertime, so, I think
for a while, I thought T was going to end up with little Gabby for a minute.
Yeah, me too.
Just for a minute.
They were going to do it. They were going to hook him up with Gabby, and they were going to do that storyline, but then I guess they didn't expect that the actress was really going to leave. I think they were hoping she'd stay or extend her contract.
Yeah.
But apparently she moved on that. Yeah. But also, I did know, I've got a little spoiler for y'all. That friend of Paige's? That one girl?
Okay.
Trashing, what's his name? JJ? The one that one girl that trashes JJ? I know that they said that
Teresa.
One of the spoilers is that she's going to start having the hots for JJ. Unless it started. I don't know if it started yet or not, because I'm kind of behind on days. But that's what I've been hearing, is that she's been trashing JJ, but then she sees something in JJ that makes her think, oh, well, let's, you know, what was I thinking? You know, he's, like, he's hot. I'm going to go for him. It's kind of that sort of deal. I think she's going to seduce him.
Are you talking about Teresa?
No, remember
Teresa,
that whole about...
Paige's friend, the one that's always with her, and
oh,
always
we don't
her
like
stay
it.
Away from JJ?
The little black chick.
We don't like?
Oh, yes. I'm hearing that she's supposed to have, like, sees him in a different light, maybe, and starts going after him. I think that'll be interesting. Because I don't know, you can agree with Corey and Connie, but I'm kind of getting bored with Paige because it's like she's starting to annoy me.
Yeah, she's vanilla. Yeah.
It's like the other day she's complaining about something. I'm like, oh, sweet, you know, whatever. This is getting, it's just getting plain. It's getting, to quote favorite quote of Corey's, it's getting vanilla, and I'm getting tired of it. It's going nowhere.
Willie, because they have to pair JJ, who's a bad boy, with somebody who's vanilla. Otherwise, it doesn't work.
I know.
I understand that. But
JJ with somebody like Gabby, who is really a bad girl, wouldn't work. That's why super couples like Jen and Jack work, because Jen is vanilla and Jack is exciting.
I understand that. It's just,
Paige's worse.
Yeah. That Paige is boring. I could go a week without her and I'd be happy.
Well, regardless, she still just needs to give it up. Like, just give it up.
And plus,
I understand, like, the way they're looking, the way it seems to me, it's like I'm kind of picking up on this, is I guess maybe she has some type of maybe the self-esteem issue or something going on with her with this JJ situation. But I'm like, okay, I get this, but you would think by now she kind of would move on a little from that, because JJ to me would seem like he's already committed to her and he's willing to be there for her. He's not using her. So it's like, either appreciate what you got, girl, or somebody's going to take him from you. And I'm
That's
ready for that
I
to happen.
Said. Give it up, or he's going to go find someone else.
I'm sorry, they need to send her away to Princeton or Harvard, wherever she's going, and just...
Stanford.
Thank you, Corey. That's what I'm talking about.
Yep.
I'm telling you, Carly hasn't said too much, but I just, you know, oh my gosh, please, give me the exit bus. I'm going to put her on it. I've had enough, Paige.
Yeah, me too.
And Teresa, I've had enough with Teresa, too. She's just, like, really just hit my last level of annoyance.
Well, I really think they don't know what to do with Teresa, to be honest.
Obviously not. I think the only reason I was even interested with Teresa, I mean, besides generally because she is a good actress, but just the fact of when she was involved with the whole JJ storyline and then, you know, the medications and all that going on, that was a little interesting, but not really, because there's times that I didn't even care. I think I only watch for certain characters, like with JJ, he's a good actor, so he makes it interesting to watch, but Teresa and Paige are like two characters, they really just need to let them go and just either bring someone else on or just focus on the other ones they have, because I think they gave too much airtime to a lot of these characters that we really don't need to watch.
Yeah,
no,
I agree.
What they need to do with Teresa is pair her with somebody who can redeem her.
Exactly, Corey. You are so correct on that.
Well,
yeah.
They're using Teresa like a ping pong ball. She's gone with Brady and who knows what else other guys.
They need to bring.
It's going to be crazy if they're trying to, like, later on, if they're so desperate to put her in a storyline. Please do not involve her with the Marlena and John storyline, because I'm telling you right now, writers, I won't be watching that crap. I'll be, like, flipping the channel.
No.
I'm not going to watch it. It'll be boring.
I agree.
Plain and simple, they need to bring in a character or create a character to pair her with to redeem her. She needs a good boy. not
exactly,
a Brady,
and he can do that.
Not a
Man,
JJ.
They need to bring Corey on there. Corey
because,
could be the writer there, and he would add it.
Because Teresa is the bad girl. She needs somebody vanilla to play against.
I don't know.
Well,
is it just me? Is it just me? Or was, like, you know, sex scenes are usually hot, whatever. But her and Brady together, I just was just like, you guys don't even look good together. It just doesn't look great. It just...
Thank you. Thank you. I agree. I didn't even, you know, are you gonna laugh? I didn't even see that scene. I don't want to. I heard about it. I heard how bad it was. I heard people saying, are you kidding me right now? Is that the best it could do? I'm like, well, I heard about it. And I'm like, I'm disappointed for y'all.
They just don't look good together at all. Like, I could see him with Nicole. I love Nicole. I could see him hump her. But Teresa, it's just like, you guys don't look good together, or even, like, you know, even, I don't know. That whole
not only that, but I don't know, again, Corey can back me up on this. I feel, and just as a fan, and again as a writer, they're just not putting enough depth into Teresa, because as far as I know, besides her being related to anybody in Salem, really, what is Teresa, and who is she, and what does she do? Because really,
exactly.
I'm like, I don't know who she is. I mean, at least we know who JJ is and what he's about. We know what T's about. We know what Sonny's about.
We
don't
even
care
know
at this point what Will's about.
About.
I mean,
yeah,
it's just getting ridiculous.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's just dumb.
I mean, you remember, Carly, there was like at least 30 minutes to where she was talking with Eve, Paige. And I'm like, please, just commercial, please, commercial, anything. I just can't stand it. The only reason I watch, of course, is because Eve is on. Because, you know, I'm a big fan of hers, but this whole Paige thing, I'm like, oh, please, just anything, just another commercial, because it was going nowhere with Paige. It's like 30 minutes of nothing but almost airtime, and it's just like her griping about anything and everything. It's ridiculous.
I don't know. I just, she bugs the hell out of me.
I don't think she'll go with anyone.
And then she tries to go after Daniel. Like, are you serious? You teeny bopper crack whore? Like, really?
And then they overexpose it, and Corey, you can back me up if you feel the same way. I felt like maybe this airtime was overdoing it with the whole Teresa and Paige, because I think I saw them at least almost three days out of the week, and we forgot about everybody else, like our precious Sammy, and then, of course, you know, there's Sonny, and then there's
Kristen. Don't forget
Ben,
Kristen.
And then there's Kate. Oh, Kristen, yeah, don't get me started on Kristen. I'm good with the Kristen storyline off and on, but that one's also wavering back and forth too. I'm like, you don't know where it's going, and at this point, sometimes you're like, I don't even care, because I think they're putting too many storylines where they get confused.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know. It's just kind of getting stupid right now. It was so good for like a good month, and then it just kind of went bleh.
Remember, Corey, we talked about that one time, where a lot of these soaps have too many characters, and it's like they just put too many storylines that are just like, you're at the point
no
of like,
sense.
I don't care.
Well, because they make no sense. And I'm going to tell you the problem with Teresa, because I love Teresa. The problem with Teresa, oh, yes. The problem with Teresa is when they brought her, they didn't explain the backstory enough. Teresa is a child of a popular Days of Our Lives character that had a huge storyline in the 90s when she was a baby. She was originally thought to be somebody else's baby, and it turned out she was Shane's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole huge backstory, Teresa,
Shane
that was never...
Shane and Kimberly, yeah.
No, she's not Kimberly's real daughter.
Oh, really? Oh, it's Shane's.
No.
Yeah, that's right.
She's Shane's daughter with another woman named Jeannie. It was
Jeannie?
A huge Jeannie. There was
oh,
a
is
huge,
that Billy?
Jeannie. It's a character they only ever mentioned her first name because she wasn't on very long, but it was a whole huge storyline where she was thought to be another couple's daughter in the 90s.
Oh,
there's
yeah, I know what you're talking about, yeah. I've done the research on Teresa's character. And it's sad because, like Corey said, they're not explaining her backstory I mean, it's just disappointing to me, especially as a Dace fan, because it's like you would have thought they would have done better introducing her and doing these storylines with Risa. They did all the big hoopla of hype that she's going to be on and she's going to be this and that. And then when she started, it was like a big party, and all of a sudden it just died down.
Yeah, everybody hated her.
And her actual name, the character's actual name, Teresa's actual name, is Jeannie Donovan.
Oh, that's
Teresa,
right, that's right.
Not Teresa, which Jeannie is after the real mother.
You're absolutely right.
Didn't she change her name? Didn't Teresa change her name? I think that's the whole big deal behind it.
Yeah, because she did. So like everyone that knows her calls her Jeannie. Even Grandma Caroline called her that.
But no, I thought Kimberly gave birth to Jeannie. That's what I thought at first.
No, Corey's right, because I remember talking to a fan about this. They said that they thought that Dace kind of looked away on the backstory of Teresa, because technically, like Chrissy said, she's really not Kimberly's daughter, and they felt that should be brought up a little bit more.
And so you know, Teresa is actually her middle name.
Right, yeah. Jeannie,
so there's,
Teresa.
Like I said, there's this whole huge, big storyline to Teresa that they never really explained in bringing her back now. So that's the problem with Teresa.
Well, also, Corey, it feels like they don't even care who they're writing for at this point, because she's, like I said before, she's just on a ping pong back and forth, and poor girl, she's like, you know, they're probably wondering when to get the script at this point. Who am I going to hook up with this week, and where am I going to go? And I mean, it's just bad, because I blame this on the writers, because it's all in the story. If you're not going to bring a character into life the way it's meant to be, then do something about it.
Exactly. But yeah, I totally agree with that.
How do you all feel about Aiden and Pope? Are you still...
They're so fucking annoying.
Are you still... yeah, thank you. I think that's why, you know, like I was telling Carly again earlier this week, a lot of this on the days, I've just been, like, not really watching as much, which is kind of bad because I love watching days. But just some of these storylines are just not really dragging, and I'm, like, a few days, and I'm fine without even watching it.
Well, it's sad because Days, and I've said it in weeks past, Days really had been consistently the best show of the summer. And now it seems like it's lost its sizzle.
Yep.
And you know what it is, and it's kind of sad. I already picked up on this. They're also dragging their feet, bringing, and I'm not much of a John Black fan, but I know Carly is. But at the same time, they're just dragging their feet, have these storylines going nowhere. And I guess the rest of the fans are going to have to drudge along until they wake up John and see what kind of chaos they're going to start with that one.
I just googled this,
and they keep saying Teresa is a super couple of Saint and Kimberly Donovan.
Peace is here.
And so they never mentioned Teresa having another mom, though.
No. Maybe I was unclear in explaining it. Cal Winters was thought to be her biological father.
Okay.
The woman she's named after, Jeannie, is the one who put two and two together that she was actually Shane's daughter.
Is that Carl?
Oh, okay.
You said?
Okay, yeah. Was believed to be the daughter of Carl Winters. However, the test confirmed proved that to be Shane Donovan. Yes, okay. I get bit, but I thought the first victim they thought too was one of like Kimberly too. I thought Victor was in the mix of something with Kimberly back when, and they thought Victor was the father of one of her kids too, but maybe I'm wrong.
Well, I have my page up. I will click on Kimberly and I will read and get back to you.
Okay.
How are you all excited about Stefano returning, especially with what EJ warned him that Kate and Sammy are on his hit list?
Uh-huh. It's going
to
be very
interesting. Do you guys think
that
they're going to try to kill off Sammy, or do you think they're going to just make a cheeky little exit? Because, I love Days, but I just, you never know how they're going to do these exits, because sometimes they're little exits for these characters. They don't always get the proper exit they should, and they wind up getting a cheesy exit.
There's no way they'll kill Sammy. She's got years and years ahead of her, and they want her, because I swear to God, they're going to lose so many ratings when she leaves that they will not kill her off, because they're going to need her to come back to get the ratings back.
They're recasting the role.
Well,
I don't think they will.
Long.
No, I don't think, no, Corey, you're wrong. They are not going to recast the role after all.
There's
no
way that would work.
I saw it on Facebook. I saw the picture where they showed some chick that they were thinking of using as a recast for Sammy. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
have you seen the reactions of fans? They were mad. They're like, no, that's not true. This can't be happening because she's just on GH for directing. She's not going to be on the show and this or that. And it was like, well, maybe that's what this is about. Maybe if she's going to really go on a GH, as, there was a past rumor about it, then maybe they're really not going to recast Sammy. Because,
no.
Everything. Yeah, it's just a matter of time. And, Corey, you could see what they're talking about, right? That if you have a popular actress like Sammy and she's going to go over to another show, what would you do, man? Would you recast, or would you just still keep it open for Sammy? What would you do?
The role of Sammy is too important, in my mind, not to recast. She is the star of the show, whether people want to believe it or not. Yes, Allison Sweeney did a wonderful job playing her all these years, and quite frankly, in my mind, there's nobody else who can play Sammy. But to take a star of the show who's left and do nothing with her character doesn't work. It wouldn't have worked with All My Children with Erica Kane. It wouldn't have worked on One Life to Live with Nikki. And it sure as hell won't work on Days of Our Lives with Sammy. They will be recasting that role.
I don't think
it'll
work.
They will be recasting that role.
I don't think so. If they do that, they will lose so many people right away.
Yep.
If they recast, I'm sorry, they will.
I have no doubt that would happen. But at the same time, and Corey knows this, that it's something to prepare yourself for, because I already see where it's going. If they're going to bring back Stefano, and we know how much Stefano hates Sammy, it's just a matter of time before something happens. Maybe she vanishes or presumed dead. She'll come back, and she's going to come back maybe as a different face. That's always a possibility, because, like Corey said, she really, truly is part of the star of the show. And if I was writing Days, I love Allison, but I would recast too, because if they're going to go on to a different soap and do other things, that's great. The show does go on. We have to keep the character going.
Allison did say she's coming back a day for events and stuff. So, I guess on that scope, we just have to see where they're going, because she did say in a lot of her exit interviews, I will be back, Dave's in my family, so... No.
That's because she's back directing at Days.
Okay. Allison recently directed GH, and do you know that a lot of people, they can be haters all they want, but the loyal fans to Allison Sweeney were so, like, into it. And I'm one of them. I was so excited. I enjoyed watching the episode for GH when she directed it. She did a great job. You know,
yes,
that's a big deal. Because, see, a lot of fans don't understand. The actors, they have their own lives, too. And if they want to do acting on another soap, if they want to direct, that's their given right. And who are we to be like, oh, she's just doing this because she doesn't want to be on, you know, DAs anymore. And she just wants... You got another caller?
Yep.
Hi.
773, you on the air.
Hi, Carly. It's Margie.
Oh, cool. You
hey,
called
Margie.
In.
Hi, how you
hey.
Doing, the lovebird?
I'm doing good, sweetie. How are you?
Oh, we are doing great.
Yeah, that's my read.
We're having a heated conversation right now about if push came to shove, let's say you were the writer, like what me and Corey like to write, would you see the possibility of recasting Sammy if the story
Definitely.
Felt that it needed to be recast?
Definitely.
There you go.
What?
Thank you.
What?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you something that I believe is a
you
big
can't
problem.
You can't recast Sammy.
I'm going to tell you something that's a big problem that I see with soap operas. And that is they make one character or a group of characters too big of a star of the show soap. And I'll
mm-hmm.
give you a perfect example. With All My Children, there's no way that show would have survived without Susan Lucci as Erica Kane. It just wouldn't have happened. And it proved itself when Prospect Park brought it back and it didn't work because she wasn't on the show.
And also, to add what Corey's saying, is another thing they pushed, and that's just me. I thought they overdid it too much with the whole Ryan Lavery thing because, I mean, there's times when he was presumed dead that I was like, oh, please tell me they're going to recast him. And I thought for a minute there they were going to do it, but then he ended up coming back for Greenlee and then I think for Kendall at
mm-hmm.
one point. But you know what? That's just, you know, for me, on my this is just my opinion. But
mm-hmm.
if they had recasted him, I would have been so happy and great
because
with that. Because I think sometimes they overdo it. And I don't know why they do this on soaps, because Corey likes him. We're writers, and not even us do it as writers, me and him. We do not overdo the characters. We don't overdo a storyline. And we definitely don't, like, show airtime for, like, one character almost 3 days in a row, unless there's a reason for it in the storyline. Like,
right.
I mean, there's one that I write, Summer Heights. Hi. It's really popular. I'll admit, I'll use a character maybe 3 times out of an episode, which would be, that for me, would be, like, 3 episodes out of the week. That's fine. Because
mm-hmm.
there's a storyline arc.
Mm-hmm.
The soaps are overdoing it by showing, like we mentioned, Paige. She's almost on almost, like, 3 days, 4 days out of the week. That's just overkill.
Mm-hmm,
that's overkill.
Well, and just for example, I write in All My Children fan fiction, which is very popular. But if I don't have Erica Kane in my episode at least mentioned,
mm-hmm.
all my probably 90% of my readers will inbox me and ask me, "Where's Erica?"
Right, you mentioned
because the show on ABC revolves so much around her that she is the star. And that's the problem, if they make stars out of these people. And with Allison Sweeney, I understand. Everybody loves Allison Sweeney. And like
mm-hmm.
I said earlier, she is the star of Days of
mm-hmm.
Our Lives right now. Well, guess what? She's leaving, and there's no way that they're not, in my mind, like I said, that they're not going to recast that role. I just don't see it happening where they're going to leave it empty.
Well, maybe they'll just leave her time off that she wanted and then bring her back, say, in 3 months and she gets sick of being at home.
I wish I could write this scene. I really do because it's just me. I really don't have that much faith in some of the writing of their exits
mm-hmm.
because I've seen a lot of exits. But to me, and I just so dramatic on my writing, I wish I could write this exit for Sammy because it would be so epic. It would be the fact that maybe she'd be close to a pier of water or something, and she's dealing with someone like Stefano or even EJ, and they're arguing. She loses her footing. She falls backwards. You think she's dead because they can't find her in the water, almost similar to like Reva when the water source, but with the twist that, you know, something happened and, you know, maybe some plastic surgery coming down the road or something. But, damn, she could be recast. She could still be Sammy. I mean, look what they did on Dallas. Remember when they tried to change Pam Ewing? Mm-hmm. Do you remember how mad the fans were when they found out that they were going to recast Pam? Oh, my gosh. That was a big no-no.
I was one of them.
It's stuff like that what we're talking about. If they can be so epic that they get mad, then the writers are doing something right.
You know what I would do with Sammy? If everybody was hell-bent on Allison Sweeney being Sammy, which they are, I would write a scene similar to what you're describing. Her and EJ are arguing by the river. She loses her footing. She falls in and gets washed away. And then when she's ready to come back, somebody finds her in an Amish village outside of Salem with amnesia.
Are you serious? We're doing a fucking Nick what's his butt face all over again?
Oh, I hate Nick. Oh, God, I'm glad he's dead this
time. That's what he's describing. Like, the asshole. Like, no, we're not redoing that scene.
Oh, and did you hear that the fans are outraged right now?
Let's put her in a rocket that sent her to space. Mm-hmm. I mean...
Corey, did you hear? Did you hear about the latest with the fans being outraged? And this, I find this kind of utterly ridiculous. But I mean, we all know that, you know, like again, this is on topic of recast. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed the original character that was on there for Chad. Don't get me wrong, he's great.
I love.
But if a recast has to be made, it has to be made. We don't know the reasons why. Maybe he didn't want to come back. Maybe something happened and they want to recast, go in a different direction for storyline, whatever.
Yeah.
But, this guy that's going to play Chad, I mean, to me, he looks perfect because he's got that face that looks like a Demira.
Mm-hmm.
And the fans are outraged to the fact, like, oh, that's it. I'm not watching no more. And this or that.
That's
it's like,
right.
Okay,
he's
well, you know, that's going to be your choice. But at least give the actor or the character a chance because, I mean, there's been some recasts that really do good jobs.
No, I loved that part when Sammy is like, oh, yeah, I already told Chad, too, da-da-da, and after he comes back, oh, yeah, well, do you want me to call Mr. Schwinn or whatever his name is?
I love that. I love that scene, too.
That was funny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, shit,
I love Facebook and Twitter.
Sweating.
I love Facebook and Twitter because, I mean, if you guys don't have it, you definitely should try it. You get to interact more with the soap stars, and you know they do talk with you. Some people don't believe they do, but they do.
They do,
and they're
sweet.
They're very,
they really
they're
do.
Very
they
awesome. Mm-hmm. And you get to see the coolest pictures. And I swear, if you look closely, they really are trying here. I mean, like Chad
that's
with
right.
Abby. There's a picture with Chad and Abby together. I mean, it, to me, I already see the chemistry. There's going to be some good fireworks between Chad, Abby, and Ben. I already see it.
Have
you seen the picture? Have you seen the picture
I'm talking about?
The picture
on Twitter.
Where they're laughing together and it looks like they're like throwing almost like cake at each other or something. That's what I'm talking about. That's good chemistry, and that's where the writers are good on that.
I love Gina.
It's Friday night.
Gina?
Right?
Mosley, you like Gina Mosley?
Me, I love Gina. I love her. I'm like to love, but she's not. I'm not looking forward to this part as well. I love myself.
Hey, are you
my
Chicago girl?
Mm-hmm. I'm a Chicago girl.
Yeah, that's what I like. I was missing you the last couple times. I'm like, where'd she go?
Oh, my MS has been really bad.
Do you, Margie, do you watch GH?
All of them.
She watches all of them.
I love right now. I'm just so in love with Nina. It's just so crazy and this is so funny. Because remember, Carly, we were talking about this. It cracked me up with her mannerisms and everything. Because she's definitely playing the good role of Nina as Cray Cray.
Yeah.
But she's doing it in Phyllis 2.0 in my book. It's Phyllis off the rails, like when she's like...
Exactly.
You know, remember, Carly, right? We were laughing about this. We're like, okay, Silas, don't laugh. Call it off, okay, don't laugh. But, you know, how good was it? Was it as good for you as it was for me?
Oh, you did it last night and this morning.
That's such a Phyllis line. Phyllis would say that on Y&R. That would be, you know, it's epic. And Michelle, I mean, you know.
I love Michelle.
Sorry, GH's on this one, but give me the Emmy because I want to give it to Michelle Stafford on this. She is doing so good. It's just playing Cray Cray.
Yeah, I mean, he is.
That's the part. My mom used to say, well, years ago I didn't like Erica. I was the shit that she told. Anyway, my mother says she's doing her job. If you don't like her, that's what she wants you to do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to
I thought it was really cute when she, like, after they had sex and, you know, it was just so funny because he was leaving to go take a shower. And she's freaking out. She's like, no. She's like, this wasn't supposed to happen. And she's like, oh, my God, it was so good.
That's a Phyllis thing. That Phyllis would have said that.
Exactly.
It's so funny. You know, it's just, you know, I just enjoy it. I don't know if you guys have seen her web show or not. It's really funny.
I love
it. Yeah,
it's funny.
I love it. I hope she gets a second season. Michelle Stafford, if you're listening, we want a second season. I love it. It's a really good show.
And we want you on here, Michelle Stafford. We really want you on here if you're listening.
Please.
I just want to say that I want to get rid of Liz on General Hospital. I'm sorry. I'm done with her. You know, anyone that can do this.
Who?
Yes.
Who?
I'm done with Elizabeth on the North.
I am totally.
Oh, Elizabeth. Oh, don't get me started on her.
Oh,
you know, I'm so tired of when she keeps interfering every time we see Nicholas and Britt. It's like they purposely have to put Elizabeth in the scene for whatever reason.
Why?
That's really tacky.
Why?
Okay, guess what? Packers.
Why? For the love of God. For the love of God.
Yeah.
Pack her suitcase up and send her to Ireland to live with Lucky. I'm done.
I love her as a character, but every damn time she tries, I love her.
Somebody throw her into the harbor already.
Oh, and then remember she's throwing a fit. I don't know if it was maybe today or yesterday. I've seen clips where she's throwing a fit because, heaven forbid, if Britt says on purpose, and I love Britt, she's like, well, we almost had sex. And I'm like, I'm cracking up. I'm like, what? You didn't make love? You had sex?
She's out of
it. I'm Team Britt. I'm not lying. I love Team Britt and Nicholas. They're just
different.
They're awesome.
Yeah,
and when she's telling Elizabeth, she's like, well, we almost had sex. I'm like, yes, thank you. I can't stand Elizabeth. They're just, you know, just
thank
go
you.
Ahead and send her away. Give her a little vacation time, whatever. It's not going nowhere. And we know what they're doing. We already see it. They're just biding their time until Rick returns so that he can be with Elizabeth.
Right. That's all I'm trying to do. She doesn't really
And it's sad. It's kind of sad on Elizabeth's part because she's all mad at Nicholas for almost having sex with Britt. And you're like, hello, weren't you the one that pushed him away for Rick?
Yes.
So why are you griping now? You know, it's just so crazy.
Exactly.
Because
you guys remember
the
funny part where Britt really shuts Elizabeth up, and she's like, "Well, how about it, Liz? Are you up for a three-way or or something like that?"
Why not?
You're gonna laugh. I was eating lunch that day, and I spit my soda out just listening to that line. I'm like, "Oh my God, did she just say what I thought she said?" And also Franco and Nina are so cute together. I love them in the elevator, and she's getting up, and he's all like, oh, I thought you were taller. Get together. I just can't wait. I just don't like Franco and Carly together. I mean, I love Carly. I'm done with that part. I really want Franco and Nina to get together. It's just really good.
And you know what?
I'm enjoying the kidnapping storyline, and you're going to laugh why. Because, one, and this is just me, I got so tired of hearing Lulu talk about those damn embryos.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, what is it with the soaps these days? They just want to put baby storylines where it's really going nowhere. Like, I mean, we barely got lucky with Victoria being with the baby storyline. Because for a while there, I was almost done with that. It wasn't going anywhere. I mean, we don't even care this week who she sleeps with.
Right. She got pregnant in real life. Luckily, they wrote in the story.
I just want to say
that I care who Victoria is sleeping with. I care. She needs to be sleeping with Ben.
Yeah.
They need to send the vanilla Billy away.
Thank you. Let her and Ben.
I'm team Victoria and Ben, Stitch, because I like them together. They're a cool couple. But why on earth are they trying to push Abby into the storyline? Because I think that's getting kind of, like, gross, kind of, sort of. Now you're going to put that, and then you're going to involve Ashley, like, next week she's coming in.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ugh, that's what I was telling you about Kristen. It's like, okay, don't get me started on either one of those, because they just don't know how to write for these characters. It's just, they're going to be there. Oh God! There's Ashley.
Don't yell at me, people. I don't like Billy. Uh-huh. I don't like Ashley.
I don't. You know. I just. You know. I really. You know. It's just funny because I love writing for my. You know, fanfic of YRTL. So this is just. You know. It's funny for me, but I really wish they could write Ashley better than what they do, because it's just ridiculous the way they write her.
Yes.
You know, it really is. And remember, Corey, we talked about this last week or 2 weeks ago, the way they're trying to write Christine, where nobody really cares.
Mm-hmm. I don't care.
Yeah.
She's she's got to be there.
There's your ratings there. If you're not going to do a storyline, then, you know, if you're not going to do it right or you don't care, then why bother writing it at all?
Mm-hmm.
Well, my
ratings are going to be affected. Your ratings do get affected.
I don't care about what Christine does anymore. I don't care. She's bullying the fuck out of me.
Nicole Hope did a perfect line this week or last week, saying, oh, there goes Kristen, she's going to get away with it again. You know what? Thank you for saying that, Hope, or Nicole, because that's right. That's the way I feel. She's going to get away with it again, and you know what? I'm done. I don't even care what she does. I mean, I think the only interesting part was supposedly when she kidnapped Daniel, and that's always funny to me, because Daniel's always trying to flirt with half the patients in Salem. So for him to be kidnapped, to me, that was icing on the cake. And like, there you go, Daniel.
That was
you learned your lesson, man.
I thought they were going
to get it. I don't even think they had sex, but I thought they were going to get it. I don't like Donkey Kong.
Me too. I thought they would have had it if they would have had sex.
They lost that opportunity. I think,
yeah.
Corey, if you had wrote that scene, would you have hooked Daniel with Kristen?
No.
Why?
No.
Thank you. There's just some characters that don't have that chemistry. And I think they try to almost, like, push it to where it's nauseate them. Like, you know, I'm glad they didn't do that, but, I mean, there's just other characters that are so upset. It's just, like, ridiculous. Okay, does any of you watch any of the Most Beautiful? Because that's just really going, like, cray-cray right now.
I don't watch at all, so I have to step out at this point for this
conversation.
I haven't watched it that much, but I enjoy watching, you know, the guy that was playing the AJ on GH, he is just so funny as Deacon Sharp.
Yeah,
he really is.
He is Deacon.
He's taking his character into, like, a whole different level, especially with his humor.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, man, I miss him on AJ on GH because I love that humor. He's always like, shut up.
No, I want to die.
Like, when
you
should call me up all the time.
It.
That was just so funny.
Mm-hmm. And also, I just want to make a couple of announcements before I forget. Mm-hmm. Monday there are no soaps on, which I don't like.
No.
Well, I know, Maldry, I'm sorry to break your heart, I know.
I already found out.
Okay, well, I just didn't want people to go mess with their DVR, finding out there's no soaps and ruining their whole Labor Day.
Yeah.
I'm not about ruining their whole day. I'm sorry. I mean, there are a couple of people I would love to ruin, but, you know. The new hospital has repeat. Days of Our Life has U.S. Open or whatever.
I hate tennis. I really do.
I love the sport,
but I don't see the reason, and this is just me, see the reason why they always interfere with on days for soap over tennis, because even growing up, I was like, this is so stupid.
Yeah, I mean, even don't send me hate mail, but even golf. I don't get golf. Don't yell at me, but I don't get golf.
I don't really care for golf, tennis, basketball. I love it in real life sports. It's fine. But for soap viewers, we really could care less about your little sports that you guys have broadcast.
At night.
Because,
or later.
I mean, it's enough to get interrupted with the news for that
there
part. I mean, please, you can't even wait till like 5 o'clock to show it. It's enough to show it at 10 o'clock news. The same news that you showed at 5 o'clock. So what's the difference?
Mm-hmm. You know, and, okay, no hate mail, people, because I'm not in the mood. But, okay, I'm over Obama. You know, to come at 1 o'clock Pacific, I think he has something personally against me, because, like, he knows Days of Our Life in Central Hospital is both on, so I'm thinking, yeah, I know it sounds crazy, but I'm thinking he has something, and I love it for the
kids. I'm with you, babe. I cannot, and this is always that topic you always worry about, because you don't, you know, that little rule, you don't talk about politics, you don't talk about this. I don't care either at this point either, because it's freedom of speech, and I'm going to talk all I want. So, on the Obama thing, I just, over that too, I don't even care half the time that, because I was just so disappointed when we found out about the, and you all remember on the news, about the reporter that was, found dead.
Bully.
You mean
remember that just recently?
Yes.
I was so angry. And, Corey, I'm sure you were outraged, right? As a journalist and as a writer and journalist, the fact that reveals, and I was worried because some families wanted us to keep posting for his return. And, hello, president couldn't do nothing to bring him back? Please.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I don't buy it. And I never will. And thank God I never voted for him, because I'm good. And all these people are complaining about it. Well, I'm sorry, but you did vote for him, and that's what's going to happen. Because, it's that possibility that will they be good, will they not? Well, I'm sorry, but I'm not impressed with Obama, and, I'm done with that.
Well, me either.
I can't wait, and this is just me. I can't wait till we get a new president. I'm ready.
Me
all
too. I'm ready.
All I have to say is if he interrupts another general hospital, I will fly to Washington, D.C. myself, and I will interrupt him during his favorite television program.
Yes.
Oh, please do. Please do. I will clap when that happens.
Well, you guys are kind of young, but I was around during the Jimmy Carter era, and his mother loved General Hospital. Do you know that's one show that was never preempted for a news conference?
While
he was president? Yeah, he did it once. I guess, I forget her name. She was mad at her son for interrupting. So Mrs. Carter wouldn't let him interrupt that show.
I do have a complaint, though, on the Y&R when they did the tribute for Catherine. That was very touching, because it brought me to tears, because I miss my own grandma. I even went out as far as take Catherine to the place that they did on Y&R, which I thought was sweet on the writer's part, whoever wrote it. that where you can write a little story, like write a letter to your favorite loved one and like write your goals and aspirations. I wrote one for my own grandmother on social media. Everybody loved it. So thank you everybody for that. But the only gripe I have on that whole thing is just the fact that I hated the way they wrote Nina, where she's getting mad at Paul, telling him something like, well, Paul, you left me for Cricket, and you're doing this with Nikki. You better better be a real thing. Oh, Nina, please get over yourself.
I always love Nina,
I'm
but
just
she's
so
a
tired
man.
Of it.
I'm sorry,
I mean,
but
I'm over
Paul
Nina,
is...
but you know what? I'm excited about, ready? One,
two,
three. Shamar Moore. I want more.
I know.
Winter. Bring it on. I'm ready. Thank God. We need the ratings.
I just love the fact
when
that
I saw that commercial at the end when they're like, do you want more? We're bringing you more. Like,
oh, yes.
It's awesome. I want more. I'm Malcolm. He's awesome.
I love
Malcolm.
He is Malcolm.
He is. That recast I never bought. I'm sorry.
I didn't either.
I don't want to.
I don't. And this is just me. I found that guy boring, and I wish they never recasted Malcolm, because in my mind, whatever happened never existed, half that storyline, especially the one with Neil Moses and Malcolm. That was just, like, kind of sad. And poor Sophia being put in the middle of that storyline happened nowhere. I didn't like the way they put that storyline with the whole Malcolm thing. It just really wasn't as interesting.
No. It was the Jewish little thing all over again with the baby and this same as Neil's baby instead of Malcolm's. And,
yeah.
I mean, some stories are redone too many times.
But what I loved about Catherine on YNL this week, I watched it, and, you know, the love of my life, you know, warned me not to. He's like, you're going to cry, babe. And I'm like, no, it'll be okay.
I did, babe. I did cry. Yeah. I don't know who wrote that episode. I definitely commend them because it brought me to tears to the point when they showed where Catherine's reading the letter for them.
Oh,
I think Murphy or somebody's reading it to them. And it's kind of dictating for everybody to write something, and they're all, like, little kids, they're all writing something. And I was like, oh, my God, I swear, I was tearing up throughout that episode because it was so emotional. It was well performed. And I love when, like, a little kid, you know, Devon is tearing up his paper, and Lily's like, Devon, why are you tearing up your paper? And Devon's like, I didn't like it. And Lily's like, almost like little kids are fighting, so that was cute.
Right.
And then when they're dancing, Devon and Hillary, and Neil's like, a woman, she's a dancer, right? She's like all hot or whatever. Poor Jack's like, she's a looker or something like that. Poor Jack, man. I felt so bad for him. Everybody is so loyal to Neil, they could not even fathom to tell that poor guy the truth. Can you imagine his temper when he finds out?
I don't want to find out.
Is it just me? I hope when Malcolm visits, I hope that he finally helps expose Hillary, because I'm ready for that.
He's
on for two episodes, remember. Don't
I
forget
like
the DVR.
Hillary,
September 10th and 11th? For Malcolm?
Both.
Right, 10th and 11th. Right.
You know why?
Don't forget,
I was thinking I don't want to get any bad emails about this one, but when they said September 10th or 11th, don't sometimes they have the 9/11 thing going on, and sometimes, like, one year soaps was interrupted? I mean, I remember that, and I'm thinking, you know, because sometimes for the anniversary, you know, they do that. I'm like, no, now my small mode is coming on, leave it alone. Because I'm dying to see him. I love him.
Yeah.
But
it'll be on that day.
Back to the Catherine thing, what I really liked. Yeah, my grandfather's been gone almost 19 years. Wow. And it's just like I started crying. But what felt really, you know, feels so about their writing, I wish, you know, Nick or Victoria could have been there too, because Victoria was Catherine's goddaughter, and I know she was in the hospital and everything, but I loved how Paul was taking care of Nikki. And I don't care what Nina said. You know, he still has feelings for her. Come on, people. I mean, you know, it's all over his
face.
It's all over his face, and he is caring about the, and he's caring about the mother of his kid now. I mean, they have a connection, so Nina to just go off. I don't
Paul,
like.
Nina wants to go in. I think Paul and Nikki are in the end game, and the cricket's just a filler. That's the way I feel.
Exactly.
Yep.
Me too.
I'm just over Nikki and Victor to a certain degree, because I got to admit, I love to hate them, because they're just the perfect characters that you just want to love to hate them. Because remember that scene, I think it was yesterday, today, or the day before, where Nikki's trying to tell Victor, it's like, well, Victor, you know, you do too much and you try to protect your family, but you're going about it the wrong way.
Exactly.
He always tells her, he's like, you know who I am. I don't change myself for nobody. You know who I was when you were with me, and and this or this. So I'm like, okay, whoever wrote that, great, you're commended again. Because that's the Victor we know. He doesn't take no for an answer. He's going to go full throttle. I mean, that's Victor.
That's Victor.
I mean, it's just the storyline. I don't know about y'all, but I've enjoyed the Mariah storyline tremendously because it's going great.
I know it started slow.
But there's more, because remember, this is just a little hint, slash sort of spoilerish. Do not forget, Mariah is keeping a secret, and it's big. So keep
what
that in mind. I don't know, but I have a feeling that maybe she really does know that she's Sharon's daughter, but she could be playing off, but you don't know.
Wait a minute. You're on something.
What?
Yes. Yeah, I agree.
And also the other thing that I'm catching on, because I've been hearing, you know, a little off rumors, but, and this is another spoiler, that I'm hearing that Ian could possibly be Sharon's dad.
Think about this.
We've been talking about this all week.
It makes sense.
Okay. Remember before, when Sharon was younger with Nick and everybody, she would always blame herself, and even with her mom, she always blamed herself for her mom's accident, right?
Right.
Okay. Well, remember, they're saying that it's possible right now that Ian's still...
He's a real father.
Okay. But what if he was in the accident and it caused that to happen? Maybe he hates Sharon that much, because think about it. He's really obsessed with Sharon more than Victor was. Wouldn't that make more sense? Well, what do you... I mean, Corey, what do you think about this?
I think that it would be a very big mistake if Ian Ward is her father, if they intend on going where I think they're going with the Mariah storyline. Because I think they're going...
I think they're going in
the direction where Ian is going to kidnap her and take her out of town and basically rape her. So if he's her grandfather raping her, that's a big mistake, because I know, me personally, I will not watch YNR after that, and I know a lot of people who will also turn off their TVs and not watch
that. Okay. I'll join you in that line. If you do that to Mariah, and that's Ian that does that, especially Ian, I'm done with YNR. And next to the other topic that I was going to bring up today, and Carly knows about
they
this, and I don't know,
today,
Corey, it's the fact
we have
that
call.
There's a rumor.
Five oh three, you're back on the air.
I'm back on the air.
Yes.
No, sorry,
okay.
I was just saying.
Yeah, tell us what you were going to say.
Oh, no, I was just making sure you're the caller. Okay. Remember, there's been a lot of rumors, and, you know, fans, you can get mad at me all you want. I don't care. I'm a journalist. If I know the truth and if I'm ready to reveal something, it's my given right to. I have freedom of speech, so I'm allowed to. There's other people that do blogs. There's other people that do rags. And if you want to believe their little lies, they like to sell you. That's fine. That's on you. But at least the difference between me and him is that I don't charge you, mine is free. Remember that.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Now back to the other point is we don't, between me, Carly, and Corey, we're all trying to find out the truth because I do not want to hear any more about Kristen LeBlanc supposedly being let go from Wine On.
Yeah.
But, again, I don't like it. But, again, as a writer, if they do this storyline where I'm hearing that he's supposed to get cancer, I'm hoping that it's going to be a storyline worthy of him. But right now I'm announcing to everybody here that's listening, thank you very much for signing the Twitter petition because we've got a lot of good votes to keep Kristen LeBlanc on Y&R, and that's definitely being sent to the office of Y&R so they know that we're serious. And as fans, we will not give up. And if this happens and he's let go, I will not be watching Y&R. My set will be black, just like they lost Michael Mooney when he let go of Adam.
Oh, that was bullshit.
And I'll never forget that. I was not watching for a while. People could tell you I was not even watching. I did not report nothing. I'll do it again. And if it affects ratings, Y&R, that's on you. Because the fans are talking back, and this is our chance right now. So remember, people, you're listening, keep voting, whether it's true or not. Remember, your voice is important.
Yeah.
And don't let anyone tell you different. You are able to speak for the actors because they can't speak because they're on contracts or maybe they're on a gag order. But at least we can help and we can do what we can to save our characters and our actors. Because if they can save Kane from Y&R, if they can save Elizabeth from GH, then you can damn well bet that we're going to have Kristen LeBlanc on Y&R. Thank you.
I signed it, but I didn't know it was a definite. I thought it was just a maybe that he was leaving.
Well, again, we've been hearing rumors. I keep doing research, but all I'm hearing is a yes and then a no. So I'm thinking they're kind of like not really telling us the truth. But at the same time, whether it's true or not, me and Carly and Corey, we're going to do the best we can to keep fighting to keep him on there.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, can I sign him more than once?
Well, see, the rumor that I'm hearing is that it's a male character of that age range. And the only one that makes sense would be Michael. And that would be a travesty if they kill Michael.
I'm with
Willie, and I don't care who hears it and who doesn't like it or who likes
it,
whatever. If that happens, I will not watch Y&R ever again, or at least until She Who Shall Not Be Named is removed and replaced.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know,
and again, I'm willing to make a petition for She Who Will Not Be Named. I'm willing to send out another petition just for us to sign it and get us a new head writer.
Yeah, but
I'll sign that too.
Thank you, Molly. And Molly wants to know, babe. Molly wants to know if they can sign it twice or they only can sign it once.
What's your question?
Can she only sign it once, or can she sign it a couple of times?
I think I think if you reshare it like other people do, I think sometimes you can resign it twice.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Okay.
And remember, just keep sharing it. It's on my blog, everybody, Party World's blog.
No, I
found
it
at com. Yeah, go there and keep voting, and please keep sharing, because I checked it last time. We're doing pretty good on some votes right now.
You had my original vote. I didn't know if I could. Well, I live in Chicago, so I didn't know if I could.
If it works for you, Margie, if it works for you, reshare it and vote. Feel free. I'm going to definitely rerun if I can.
I'm going to try
to make a little announcements too. But definitely on Tuesday when we come back for Labor Day on Monday, don't forget to check out my blog, partywithblogagain.tumblr.com. Because I'm happy that we're going to be doing soap night, and everybody's enjoyed that. It's such a big theme night, especially on Facebook. And Corey is if Corey's not busy, he can post videos too. It's a theme night where we post the favorite classic videos of all your favorite soaps. You never know who's going to be on there, you know, of different people. And sometimes we get surprises. Sometimes we even get a celebrity that will pop in and say, oh, thank you for posting this for me. You know, it's a classic memory. I mean, Carmen can tell you, they will pop out, like, you know, surprise. But it's heartfelt, and it's a dedication to the self. So whatever anyone wants to think of me, I do not charge for that. Thank you. I know what I'm doing. So, yeah. And I'm very, very defensive tonight because I don't appreciate people trash-talking about Carly, my girlfriend, because I'm sorry, but if you can't be truthful and you can't be a good friend, then she doesn't need you in her life. And that's just me.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Exactly. Exactly. Don't dislike
Carly. Yeah. Oh, and remember, you guys, remember when you hear about spoiled people, don't take it like it's going to happen. Just take it as, like, you just reading something, because 98% of the time they do not come true. Oh, and they are not, you know, real. And people are just posting all this crap.
Take it with a grain of salt. I always tell people, as a journalist, I'm always happy to share it with y'all the spoilers. I've never changed about that. But at the same time, some spoilers will change because some executives may get mad that we posted a spoiler, but, you know, it's not so that, you know, people listening right now, it's not that we're trying to harm the show, but just like any reporter, we're reporting the news to you, whether it be soaps or anything, we're giving you the news that you want to hear. Because unlike other people, you do not want to get charged for a magazine or a tabloid that's filled with lies.
Exactly.
And Corey and Carly know what I'm talking about, of he now will be mentioned. But, I mean, you know, hello, I don't need to charge people. I never will. And my blog is doing great. Thank you very much. And you know what? I do it on merit. I do it with friendship. I do it with honor. I don't need to charge people for that. And also, I don't need to add fluff just to get a story.
Exactly.
Can I go back to something?
Sure.
Yes.
I just want to go back to what Will said about people bashing Carly. And I just want to make it perfectly clear. I haven't known Will and Carly very long, but Carly is the kind of person who checks in on you. She gives you the shirt off her back. And I personally call her friend, and I don't appreciate people bad-mouthing her, especially former co-hosts of this show, because she didn't have to invite you on this show. And I quite frankly think it's bullshit.
I agree.
And now who all of you can start bashing me on Facebook because I don't give a damn.
That was
very sweet, Corey, and I'm going to add to that again. When I first started Daytime After Dark, I was just like anyone else. I was, you know, just starting off most. So unlike anyone that likes to believe this or not, I was not intentionally brought in to steal anyone's thunder. I was not meant to replace anybody. Carly and me have been friends for a really long time. I like to think maybe a year or so, but you know what? That's our business, but I'm telling you anyway, that's fine. It's like my mom always says, it's a celebrity thing. If you're going to put yourself out there, then you have to be prepared for the rocks. So, honey, bring it on because I'm ready. I love Carly. Yep. She's my girlfriend. She's my best friend. She's my lover. She's, you know, everything. And anyone that will trash her, well, prepare yourself, because if you're going to go on Facebook and you're going to attack her, make sure that I will report you, because that's not going to happen.
Listen to me. You don't have to explain yourselves. Because quite frankly, it's none of their damn business.
Thank you.
And guess what? They were invited guests on the show, and they looked the gift horse in the mouth and slapped her in the face. And I won't stand for it.
No.
And nobody should.
Yeah, thanks, Corey. It's just, you know, we don't have to explain ourselves, but at the same time, I feel at some point I needed to say something, because I was only gone for one day, and my girlfriend had to call me in tears that someone is bothering her or making her upset, besides Corey helping her to, you know, calm her down since I wasn't around.
Yeah,
you know?
And thank you, Corey.
But, you know, it is a new relationship with me and Carly, but you know what? She's my soulmate, and I'm definitely going to be there for her. And I appreciate the, everything you did, Corey, being there, because I wasn't there. But, you know, like I said, that should have never even happened. Carly should have never have reached that point where
no,
she should have been, like, upset.
No.
Because I'm sorry, people, but, you know, and this is just me. I'm going to tell you right now. Me and Carly and Corey, we are writers and we are journalists.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? We don't make up lies. So if we're going to tell you something that's going to happen on a soap, we're trying
yes.
to hurt the network. We're trying to make it better. If I tell you, oh, for a minute, there's a spoiler. Yeah, Robin's going to get in an accident with Jason. Okay, don't get mad at me for that. Because you know what? 10 out of 5 times, there's going to be that already posted on a magazine, on a tabloid, anywhere.
Exactly.
And the difference is you get it here free, people. We don't charge you. And
exactly.
another thing is that we're not here to get the actors upset. I'm never meant for that because I'm always here to respect and honor and cherish,
yep.
cherish the actors. If you want to be mad at me because I'm putting spoilers, that's your given right. But just know this, I'm only sharing the news because as a journalist, that is me. I'm going to give you the news, whether it's good or bad. But again, I'm not going to post 20 spoilers. I only give you maybe 6 or, you know, maybe 7 if lucky, but I'm
mm-hmm.
not going to overdo it, and I never do because I have respect for the shows. No matter what anyone thinks of me right now, I always respect the shows. I love all my shows. I love Y&R. I love Bold and Beautiful. I love Days and all the other shows. I mean, apparently there's going to be a new soap coming on one of the networks, and I'm very, you know, I'm very glad about that. I'm excited for the new Adam.
Wow.
Yes, there is. There's going to be a new soap coming on one of the networks. And see, people, I just announced it, so hey, let me hate me. I don't care. You know, I got Carly. That's all that matters.
No,
I've got Corey. Baby. He's a good friend. And I've got besties. You know, I have a wonderful
yep.
support system.
Tell me, please.
I'm going to tell you all right now because this is just me now. I finally got the mic. I'm tired of people bullying on the Internet. It needs to stop. And whatever it takes,
yep.
I don't care if it takes another president. I'm going to make sure to sign a petition. And if I have to myself find a way to go to the Senate, I'm going to have them post another bill so
mm-hmm.
this can stop. Because it really does need to stop, people. The bullying, it
it's
stops
killing
here.
People. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
They don't
well,
and
realize
well, I
how
guess,
they're hurting people.
Oh, I guess
exactly.
that's my whole point. I guess that's my whole point. In my eyes, and I, yes, these comments are aimed for the two former co-hosts of this show. In my eyes, they're attempting to bully Carly.
Exactly.
And
it's not going to work.
As long as I'm on this show, it's not going to work. I
no.
won't stand for it. We won't stand for it.
Mm-hmm.
So take you know who I'm talking about. You two can just go away
and never come back.
I don't care, and never come back and say whatever you want about me on Facebook. I don't give a damn. I'm not friends with you,
thank
so
you.
I won't
I'm,
do it.
Thank you. I'm applauding Corey right now. Because, you know what, I'm very, very thankful, and I thank God every day for Carly because just, again, for this record so everyone knows this, and I want this clear, me and Carly talked about it before I even became host, from co-host
mm-hmm.
to host. That was our talk. And out of that came the new show that I want everyone to continue watching or listening on. It's called The Willing Carly Show. We did a great interview with the lovely Sandra Elizabeth Steiner. And
yeah,
you know
it
what?
Was fun.
I've got me and Carly, we are making our landmark. And together with Corey, we're reaching the top, baby, and we're not going to stop. So you can keep bringing on the hate, but we're here. And, you know, I'm like, I know Corey can say this. I love being a journalist. I love being a writer. It's my passion.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to let no one bring me down no more. I used to think that if I wrote a fanfic and someone hated it, That's just
it's
because
crushing.
Of maybe I'm doing something
no,
wrong
I mean,
or something. But you know what? I've grown. I'm not afraid to say this. I'm 40 years old, people. I'm not a teenager. So, you know, the games stop here. I'm not
mm-hmm.
going to play your high school games. I'm not going to play that. But, again, when it comes to personal people, which is someone I love, and you go
mm-hmm.
after someone that I adore and cherish, like Carly, then
mm-hmm.
that's a whole different story.
Totally.
That's childish. It's tacky. And again, it's against the law because it's bullying. So
exactly.
you know, again, that's
well,
on there.
Let me just say one more thing, and then I'll move it along. I find it very... They're basically cowards. Because they don't have the balls to call in and say it, or to say it directly to Carly. Mm-hmm. They have to use the social media platform, like I said before, to bully her. And I will say it again to the two of you, you know who you are. Keep it moving. The show will move on without you. It's done.
Yep. It's so done. And thank you, boys. And really, I love you. But
on a new topic, Carly, you have a game for us. What's going on with the soap game?
Okay. The soap game, I was thinking of a really good soap game. And I'm thinking, you know, maybe the writers are not writing the way we want. But if we would like to do a crossover between all four soaps people and put different people on the soap, you know, and working together out of all the four soaps, and you can pick up to, like, four people, who would you want? And I'm starting with Corey.
Well, I don't watch Bold and the Beautiful, so I'll stick with the three I watch. I think it would be really fun if, like, Anna and Duke or all the WSB agents got together with all the IFA agents on Days of Our Life, so they kind of had, like, a spy convention. And then, like, from Y&R, like, all the cops could be there to learn from the spies. I think that would be really cool.
Very good.
That is
very
awesome, Coy.
Very awesome.
Okay, well, you, Marjorie, what would you pick? Yes.
I would put Sunny, naturally, and I'm Young and the Restless, like a Young and the Restless thing with Victor. Oh, I would put
Victor
going head-to-head.
That would be good.
Oh, I would love to see that.
Okay, that's my choice.
Okay. Honey, babe, what would you pick?
On mine, it'd be a little shake-up because I'd have for the young kids on our favorite soaps, which would be like Spencer and Emma and what is it, maybe Sierra and...
Oh, Sierra, yes.
Sierra and what's Lexi's little boy. They're all on the bus, they're going to a museum, and they're heading off to Genoa City, where, of all people, they get to meet the lovely Reva Shane, that's the curator for the museum. Reva Shane.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd have Reva Shane on there. She'd check it up on there, and we'd be like, the Reva Shane, you know, from Guiding Light, Springfield. That would rock things. And then, that would be fun.
Yeah, that'd be real fun.
Okay, mine.
Then who did you pick? Oh, you picked already. Did we cover everybody?
No, me. Okay, this is kind of bad, but I'm picking. Okay, I'm picking Ryan off Victoria and Ben and Nicholas comes over to Zeno Hospital, and they meet Sunny and Carly, and but they are all involved in the mob, but then they go over to Days of Our Life and get, like, Hope and Rafe and all that because they kind of need some good cops but are ready to break the law. And all of them work together. And, you know, I mean, if the mobsters versus the cops, but really, like, you know, Hope, you know, kind of lets Sunny does what he wants. And, you know, when someone needs to be cured, they look the other way. Now, you know, that would be my perfect thing if, like, all the soaps would kind of, you know, be to, you know, do crossovers like that. I think, I mean,
that would be fun.
That
would
be fun,
love to
really.
I want to say is I want Spencer in most scenes. I'm missing my little Steen Steeler. I love Spencer. You know, I want more Sonny and Spencer scenes, damn it, because they are good. They are good.
Well, you would laugh. You would laugh because I'm a big Spencer fan, too. I could definitely, and this is just me, because he's such a little trip. If they had Spencer on within the whole week, it would be fine, because that little boy, he's hilarious.
Yeah.
He's got connections to everybody.
Thank you.
Almost like Nicholas. He's got connections to everybody in town.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, you know, he's such an iconic character. He doesn't, I mean, he's a little boy. But can you imagine when he's older? He'll be like another Nicholas 2.0. It's going to be hilarious.
Well,
it's going to be really intense. It's going to be fun.
I think he would be Nicholas / Sonny, because I see a little Sonny in him sometime. Mm. And I'm like,
I see Courtney in him, too. Courtney,
remember
the mom?
Oh, and that brings up our next announcement. Thanks, babe.
Well, I'm going to pour some coffee.
That's
what Sonny does. He pours coffee.
Yeah, that's what he needs to do. We are having a guest next Wednesday, the 3rd, I think, yeah, the 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
On this show, we will be interviewing Alisa Willis, who played Connie from General Hospital, and she was just on Days of Our Life.
Yeah.
She will be on the show next Wednesday. And then
I'm on
Friday,
my knees being thankful right now. I love Courtney. She's my favorite
Courtney.
Character.
That's why I went out and got her for you, babe. But you can't flirt with her, so that's not your path. Courtney is not your path.
Okay, Courtney is the first.
I can't even flirt a little bit.
Okay,
She's so awesome.
Don't hurt my Carly.
She's so cool. I love her. No,
yeah,
you know, babe,
okay,
you're my,
amen.
You know, Carly, you're my number one. Yeah,
I
love Courtney. She's
too.
So cool.
And
I would
then
love,
on...
I would love if Courtney came back to GH. She would be perfect.
Me too.
Could you imagine Spencer? That would be a major shakeup. I think it's time we brought Courtney back. What do you think, fans? If you think the same, let's start voting.
I agree.
We'll even make a petition to bring back
Why
Courtney.
Why couldn't she be frozen, too, for whatever she is?
Did you tell everyone the spoiler that we've been hearing about Miss Rosalie?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
you
can tell them. I told you, remember about Rosalie?
Rosalie is related
Who's
to really someone in town?
Yeah.
Is that the
yeah.
one?
Yeah.
Tell them a little bit more. Tell them, remember, you got to put spoiler alert.
Okay, you do, because I don't remember everything. You tell them.
Okay. The spoiler alert that I've been hearing is that Rosalie does know Sabrina, and also... She is going to be connected to somebody in the past, like a past character. So I'm thinking that it could be possible that Rosalie may be Sonny's daughter.
That's what I read, too.
Because
but
think about it. Look how quick she got to Morgan. Remember she said the other day to Nina, she's like, oh, I know the baby's daddy. I think I know who it is. I'm wondering if it's not a coincidence that she's flirting with Morgan. She might have a sinister plan in motion. Because we already know she's playing Nina.
Mm. But didn't she blow up in the car, too, when the father set the car on fire?
But then again, as crazy as that is, I definitely, my favorite new couple, GH, would definitely be the main two right now, which is Lucas and Brad, and also
definitely.
Yeah.
I like that. That's you know, I've been rooting for them, you know, have.
Me
and
too.
Like I said before, nothing against Felix, but I kind of felt that Brad and Lucas, their chemistry is just so funny and electric and so entertaining.
Mm-hmm,
you
mm-hmm.
can't beat that. And I really want Felix, you know, listen, writers,
they have so
I really
good.
Want Felix to find someone good, you know, kind of like Milo, but, you know, someone that he can have on his own where, you know, he doesn't always have to pipe for Milo, Poor Felix, I thought that was cute where he thought he, when Felix, when Milo was trying to tell him about Tiffany, and Felix cracks me up, he's like, what? It's not my fault I haven't been able to reach you. I've been at the gym or this or that.
Mm-hmm.
I was laughing. I thought that was funny.
But they kind of dropped that Milo and Epiphany thing really quick.
Yeah.
I was hoping they would.
I think they're going to pick up on that, babe, but at the same time, remember, they got so many storylines going on with this epic adventure.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're trying to, like, space it out just a little bit. But you know what? Okay, I'm gonna, you'll laugh. I'm not much of a Lulu fan because I love my Julie Berman as Lulu. But
me too.
I got to admit, today when I saw the clips of GH, the actress that played Lulu right now, she had me laughing today with her and Maxie. Those scenes were priceless. Thank you, writers. I loved it. It had me laughing to tears. Those people are so funny. They're just so entertaining. Maxie, she's just such a little pain in the butt that she's just so funny.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, remember when Levi lost it? He's like, "Shut up already, Maxie! You sound like your mom."
Yeah, that's the part I was gonna say.
Yeah, and you know, my thing, I'm thinking, you know, I don't care what people think, but I want Sunny and Carly back together.
Me too.
Thank you. Because I'm enjoying them again.
I do. I want them together, but then again, as long as they don't, you know, the writing part, I just don't want it to be, like, just sloppy. I want it to be,
I agree,
proper.
But
a good writing story. And I'm going to be, this is just a challenge for the writers. If you're not going to put your heart into it, don't put them together. I'm just telling you right now, don't put them together then, because the fans were very loyal. And we're very committed to our characters, and we don't want to see Sunny and Carly become a former shell of themselves. They're very iconic characters, and we like to keep them that way. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just like the scene with them lately. I mean, it's like seeing Sunny happy again, and you know, he loves it.
Yeah, I like that when he shows his dimples. And Carly's like, oh, like that part where she's in his office, and he's all like, well, if you want to keep doing this, like, all the time, then, you know, it's kind of like hinting to her, and Carly's like, oh, Sunny, stop talking like that or something. I thought that was funny.
Mm-hmm.
They have this little humor thing between them. It's just hilarious.
Yeah, and
unlike her and Franco, I'm sorry, but please no more Carly and Franco, because
please.
Just get bored with it. I mean, don't get me wrong.
I'm
I love Roger Howard. He's very funny. But the scenes between him and Carly, I'm just getting tired of it, and I'm ready to move on.
I love Carly, but I want to strangle her. For telling Franco about Sunny.
Yeah.
Why did she do that? That was really
dumb
on Carly's part. She wasn't even have a gun to her head. Why would she even do that?
I was throwing things at the TV. I go, you bitch, keep your mouth shut.
That's how I was. I mean, I'm like, you know, but, I'm enjoying all this. Well, I will be honest. I call B&B my fast food soap because sometimes when I'm, like, so sick of people whining on there, I do fast food.
The B&B is like,
why?
I don't know. I'm like you. It's half the time. I love watching all my soaps, but there's just sometimes where, and you know, you might agree just hearing this, but I really wish they would just be kind of more a little realistic than just kind of just soapy fake, because it's getting to the point. It's getting to the point where, like, oh my God, here we go again. And you don't even watch it for like two or three days, not even a week.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same stuff you just watched like last week.
Mm-hmm. I hear my grandfather.
I'm kind of behind, but it's last I remember, I think Hope married Wyatt, and then she's supposed to find out from Liam that she was there, and she couldn't even wait long enough for her to get married. That's really stupid, because Hope's so obsessed with getting married, why couldn't she just wait a little bit longer?
Exactly.
And then all of a sudden, Ivy wants Liam.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, my God, I think I'm going to throw up. That's going to be, like, crazy. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's just actress or nothing. It's just a storyline where it goes. I don't want to see, and listen, writers, to this, I don't want to see another Rich, Brooke, Taylor storyline repeating itself.
Yes.
Because I won't be watching. I just won't. I'll just flip the channel. And if it affects the ratings, so be it. Because, I mean, I think soaps deserve better than that.
Right, totally.
And,
she's like her mother. She's got to have a bed warmer, you know?
Exactly. Next week, we could perhaps have a guest on Friday night. All I can say right now is the person is from General Hospital, and it's going to be really good. And
This Friday? This Friday. Okay, cool.
Yeah, and it's someone we all hopefully like and love. That's all I can say. Yeah.
Please let it be Britt.
Yeah, well, you have to stay tuned.
I love Britt. She's just so funny. I mean, I know when she first started, she was a little pain in the butt, almost like Maxie. But she's branched out and she's grown on me.
Oh,
I just don't see, I don't see her not being a part of the show now because she's just so, her and Brad, they're just so funny together. It's just like, you know, and it's just funny, you know, as it comes out to saying this, but they're almost like Thelma and Louise, but just, you know, a 2.0 sort of version.
And I love, I do
like
love
like when
Brad,
they did the red carpet and they were like, remember Brad's like, oh, no, she didn't wear that.
And I do like Britt. I do like Britt's relationship with Nick, I mean, with Nathan. I think that is a good brother-sister combination to have on the soaps. And the way, you know, she's always saying, don't worry, my brother will find Maxine Lulu. Don't worry. And I just love her for that.
Yeah.
I mean, they haven't known.
The writing, and the casting is just so perfect. I don't know who did it, whether it's Ron or Frank, but thank you for it.
Excellent.
Because I definitely enjoy Nathan. I'm definitely enjoying Britt. I'm definitely enjoying Nina. And Silas, you know, I used to hate him, but I like him now. He's very funny. I mean, thank you. You guys are giving him some depth. For a while there, he was going nowhere. But he's, like, waking up. I think with Nina, she's livening them up. It's getting good. Sam and Patrick, I'm enjoying them together. They're hilarious. They're funny.
Electric.
They're bringing it. They're bringing
thought.
It, people. They're bringing it. It's like sizzle, sizzle. Don't get me wrong.
Right,
I'm always going to be, like, Patrick and Robin supporter. But if Robin can't come back right away, I'm okay with Patrick being with Sam. I can handle that.
Yeah, me too. And also, I want to say, people, I do love, you know, Sam and Patrick. But one thing, I hope Sam finds out that her friend Maxie is, like, kidnapped, because Maxie and Sam have already been friends. And I thought then I had the ball. Someone was like, kill her. Oh, you know, they've been kidnapped, but I don't think Sam knows now. Yeah, and I'm like,
no, she doesn't.
Someone needs to tell
Sam.
Nobody
told her yet.
And on that note, another spoiler I can add is that, if you haven't heard about it yet, is that the good news that I'm hearing is that Sam and Patrick are supposed to get close. You know what I mean by close, before Jason returns. So prepare for that. Now, here's my question for y'all today. And Corey loves it when we ask him this question because it gets him all fired up. Corey, how do you feel about this whole Jason thing? Because for me, Jason, he's a cool character. But please, GH, do not turn it into the Jason show, because then I'm going to stop watching for like a couple of days.
Yep. Corey, you're on, babe.
I agree, but I also think they're being very smart by recasting Jason with a virtual nobody.
But maybe they aren't.
Well, I believe they are.
I do quite on that one. And ladies,
because
you're going to laugh. Ladies are going to laugh.
I believe that I believe casting Billy in the role of Jason would have been a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you, and you're going to laugh, because I've said it before on Facebook. And Carly knows this, too. And we're being good, GH. We haven't said nothing on this, but we will tease.
Exactly. So,
the person that's going to play Jason is going to have the ladies do a panty drop. That's all I'm going to say. going to do a penny drop, and everyone's going to be like, oh, my God, it's daytime, hot again. Believe me, it's major, and you're all going to, because me and Carly, we know, we're not seeing, like I said, we're being good. We know
we're
who it is.
We're being good.
But it's going to be sizzle pop, crackle pop. It's going to be major. And
Mando.
Tannies will drop, so it's going to be funny. I mean, prepare
or
yourselves
commando.
On that. Okay, here's a new topic for y'all, because this is always fun. If you could bring back any soap character, I mean, if you could bring back your favorite soap, and you can add a new character to stir it up in your favorite town, who would you bring, and how would you stir up chaos in your favorite soap town? We'll start with Corey. What show would you bring back, and what new character would you introduce to stir up the pot in your favorite soap town?
Oh, well, I would bring All My Children back, and it has to be a new character or a character from a different soap.
You could do both. It doesn't matter.
Well, I would be the new character.
Cool.
And I would blackmail probably just about everybody.
Hmm. Interesting.
Sounds good.
No, I wonder if you have blackmail. If you know how to blackmail people in the right way, though. You have to know how to blackmail people in the right way, so.
Oh, I didn't know how to blackmail people.
If I could, I'd bring back
I think I would be friends with David Hayward. I think he would be my partner in crime.
Really?
Oh, my God. Corey, I can see that. We got to write that. That would be awesome. Yeah, I would like that.
No.
You know what I want? I want to bring Guiding Light back so that I can play somebody from Reva Shane's past, and I'll have something good on her that makes her do my bidding. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. I would love that. I'm such a big Kim Zimmer fan. I could definitely enjoy just being, you know, in a role beside her. That would rock. I would love that. So I would love Guiding Light back. That's what I want.
In that case, Carly, you get to kiss Sonny when he's on the show. He wants to be with Kim Zimmer.
Yeah, Carly, how would you introduce yourself in Port Charles? What character would you play? And Seductress doesn't count.
Okay, I only know. Okay, in Port Charles. Okay, so I will come in and I will probably want to be, you know, Carly's sister that she didn't know she had. And I will really want to shake things up in the mob. And I will want to take over the mob with Sunny and be like the most powerful woman in that town.
And Carly, I think you should add that you should bring me and Willie and we could be like your enforcers.
That would be great.
Yes.
Definitely, babe. I definitely count that, yeah. Marjorie, who do you pick?
Oh, you're bringing the mob into Port Charles? Because Sonny is worth coffee.
No, he does not.
I'm a half Italian, so that you know, they have a real business job. what I do, naturally, would be Port Charles. And they would find out that I was really Courtney's mother.
Ooh.
Well, what did you say? Port Charles and what?
I'd be Courtney's mother.
Oh,
Mike's
the
father.
We got to talk. We're going to put you into my fanfic of Port Charles. It's going to rock. It's going to be good. The only announcement I got for y'all this week is, you know, I definitely love you readers. Sydney hugs to everybody. Thank you for making mine and Corey's fanfic so popular. We definitely thank you for that. Port Charles and all the wonderful fanfics that you all enjoy reading will be back later on this week, and I'm definitely ready to tell you that this fall we're going to have it where Nathan Scott from Tree Hill will be crossing over to Port Charles, and he's going to be meeting his gay pen pal, Lucas Jones. So prepare for that. It's going to be
really?
Yes. It's going to be good. And a favorite GH
that sounds good.
a wonderful GH favorite that's a female will be making her miraculous return only in Port Charles. And, of course, you can always catch it on partywolfblog.tumblr.com this fall. Corey, your turn. Any fall predictions coming up on your favorite soaps?
Well, I just want to thank all my readers who are listening for being patient. I have had a creative drive spell. I was a victim of a person who I thought was helping, and he basically plagiarized some of my and writing. But I'm proud to say that I posted a new episode of my All My Children fanfic yesterday. I'm working on a episode for my One Life to Live tonight. So the dry spell's over. But what I'm most excited about, I have two things that I'm most excited about. The premiere episode of Same Love, my LGBTQ soap opera, is coming. But I'm excited to announce that Willie and I will be doing a crossover from his YNR Tales to my All My Children, the continuing story, basically a male character from his YNR and a female character from my All My Children have an illegitimate son together.
Dude.
It's going to be very juicy and very exciting.
Sounds it.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. And also, to close for the fanfic announcements, is for you readers, Summer Heights High has been the most biggest hit so far this summer. Again, thank you for that. So keep paying attention, because this week there's going to be a big murder mystery, and who knows, one of your favorite characters on Summer Heights might die. So the only way to find out is to tune
really?
In. So that's going to be fun. Yeah, it's going to be epic. Again, it's going to be good. Yeah. So this is a point right now in our segment where I would like to do a shout-out, and we'll start with Corey. Corey, you got the mic. Would you like to make a dedication or a shout-out to any popular Facebook group that you would like to acknowledge right now? This is your chance.
Well, I just want to give some promotion to a very good writer friend of mine on Facebook, Grady Ellis. He is the writer of my soap, my own soap that I created. He it's called Now and Forever, but he's the author of what used to be the sister soap, Daylight and Darkness. It's a great show. He no longer writes it, but he now writes a great Facebook-based sitcom that is very funny, and it also has its very dramatic points, and every episode so far has been on point. So check it out. It's called Life with Myrtle. It's very funny by a very talented writer.
Myrtle,
and his name's Grady Ellis. And if I can find a way to share the link, maybe I'll share the link on Will's fanfic group again so everybody has it. But check it out.
Yeah, remember, everybody, if you can't join me and Corey, I know a lot of people try this. If you can't find us on Facebook, you're more than welcome to go on my blog. You know, again, it's playwithblog.tumblr.com. And it's promoting everybody, because I love to promote people. Corey's fan fictions are on there, including mine. And also Grady's is on there, too. You know, just check it out. Leave some comments. You know, let us know what you think of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's doing really big. I mean, just the other day, you know, Summer Heights got, like, 10 reblogs. Life with Myrtle got like 6, and then we had like Now and Forever. People love reading that one. You know, that was like 8 reblogs. That, when people don't understand reblogs, that's where people are reading the story and then they're sharing it with the world. So that's where we get our you know, our numbers in. It's just like a show, an actual show. The difference is, you know, as writers, for me, Corey, is that we don't have it on air. That's our goal. But for right now, we're content with having it online, as we say, online fan fiction, because we're supporting our soaps and the lovely characters that we have, you know, enjoyed through the years, and we're just continuing the story. We're not stealing anything.
No, you're
not.
We're
not making profit.
No.
We only make, you know, heaven forbid if, you know, we ever become big, big hits, but, I mean, Corey could say this, too. we would only get profit for only our shows that we create, but not from those that we are using. Like, for example, Guiding Light or All My Children. We're only continuing the story so that soul fans like you can continue to enjoy it and take it to the next level.
That's really good. And I want
to... And I enjoy your pictures.
Carly, do you have any... Do you have a dedication or a shout-out
I love the Lady Double Ed. We love the General Hospital group. It's really fun. You know, every day they are on there telling people what they miss on General Hospital. People, you know, don't, you know, miss it. And I think it's called Adam's Hands on YNL. They talk all about YNL. They are great people over there. And, you know, some days they are not
happy.
You're
going to have to add me on that one.
Yeah, of course, babe.
Yeah, I got to add me on that one. That one sounds good. I like that.
I will add you on anything.
My shout out is to, I would love to send dedication and shout out to the troops and, you know, all branches, because it's not just one branch, it's all of them. I have all respect for everybody in military. You know, my dad, he was a retired veteran, so, you know, I'm very honored for that. I always appreciate the military. And also, the shout-outs this week go out to Soap Opera Spy on Facebook. Check out that page. It's awesome. And another two Facebook groups that you've got to check out. They're very fun. It's called Just Us. And the third one is called Couch Potatoes. I know it's a funny title. But they're very fun to go. Check it out. I mean, they talk about different topics. You can talk whatever you want to. They don't judge you. It's a very fun group, and I definitely recommend it. So definitely check those out. Remember, it's Just Us, Couch Potatoes, and Soap Opera Spy on Facebook. And let them know that Willie and Carly and Corey from Daytime After Dark with Willie and Carly, that we sent you, and, you know, have fun.
And I just want to send a little dedication. I hope Zone Rivers ends up being
okay.
I didn't want to depress people until the end of the show with that, but my heart's breaking, so I just hope she's making it. I mean, they put her in a coma, so we don't know what's going to happen with her. And I want to say happy birthday to the great Michael Jackson, that is no longer here, but his birthday was today, you know. So.
Aww. Your doggy? Jackson?
Michael Jackson's birthday was today, yeah.
Aww, happy birthday.
Wow. Happy birthday, Michael Jackson. Aww, I wish I'd known. I would have put some videos or something. Yeah.
I only knew because Facebook, something said on Facebook last. The only reason I know. But I think, and remember, people, next Friday, no YNL 2 or B&B. I know that sucks. But we don't get Monday and Friday, and hopefully this is the last week they pull that crap, because I'm not happy with that. And Dave, no Monday. Dental Hospital, no Monday.
Dang, it's going to be like a blackout week. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Also, our listeners, we're very happy to announce, me and Carly, that we definitely, if Corey is up for it, we would like to extend to Corey the promotion from co-host to host. What do you say, buddy?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
It would be my pleasure.
Oh, cool. Awesome.
And the other part that we wanted to bring up is surprise for Corey. Is that we've asked the talented Grady Ellis, that is the writer for Life with Myrtle that I've enjoyed reading. He's definitely going to be joining us really soon on the other show of Willie and Carl's show. Say that as a tongue twister. He's going to definitely be on there as a guest, and we're very excited to have him on there. So Like I said, if you haven't caught it, just go on the blog. It's always there. But he's very talented, and like Corey said, it's a wonderful sitcom. It's definitely on point.
Mm-hmm.
I, for one, enjoy reading it. I can't wait to read the next chapter. I always, like, just like any book that you just like reading off the internet, you just want to get to the next chapter, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, like a comic book. When's the next issue come out? That's the way Grady is. He tells you, like, his promotions are dead on, and he gives
mm-hmm.
you that little tease where you're like, oh, my God, I got to get this book. That's
mm-hmm.
what that is. So that's
all right.
That's what we're happy to announce on that. Marjorie,
well,
do you have any dedication, sweetie, or
well,
any shout-outs you'd like to make?
I
just want to
I have one shout-out. Please don't ever pick on my friend Carly again. I feel like she is my
thank
friend.
You.
Oh, you're sweet, Marjorie.
And my mom's always sweet. Oh, and remember, you guys, this announcement. I think every week we will be playing a game, but it might become hollow and sexier as the weeks come.
Oh, boy, is it getting hot in here?
Oh, boy.
Oh,
Lord, here we go. Oh, no. Start the
poker.
Well, I mean, I just think we need to have fun on the show and sex
yeah.
up a
okay.
little.
Yeah. Okay,
and,
I've got
and
one more.
Sex so.
I'm not sure if we're closing here because it feels like we're almost going to end soon.
No.
But I
no,
got
we
a,
have
oh,
a
we, okay, we still got a good time? Okay, good.
Yeah.
Here's another thing I was going to bring up, a fun topic, okay? Who would you consider to be your star performer for the week on your favorite soaps? And for me, I would have to say it's a tie. Because I definitely enjoyed Lucas and Brad. They're hilarious together. They've got the electric chemistry. And they're definitely scene stealers. So for me, I had to pick two of them for this week. And that would be Ryan Carnes that plays Lucas Jones. And
mm-hmm.
Harry, I'm trying to remember his full name, sorry. But I know
Harry.
His name's Harry. That's the one that plays Brad.
Brad.
So those would be my choice for this week as star performers. Carly, babe, who do you pick for your star performers or performers?
I really think this week I have really enjoyed probably that, but it would be a whole cast of people. Ryan, all the whole cast and memorial, how
mm-hmm.
everyone like
yeah.
stood
mm-hmm.
up and, you know, wrote all those notes and they were all together and I thought Melody Thomas Scott brought a home for love
oh.
for Catherine. That broke
yes.
my heart.
That was good. That
oh,
was okay.
God.
Marjorie, who did your star performer of the week?
Oh,
that was mine.
I think
that was mine.
I only know.
Catherine.
Yeah.
Which one?
Mel, I'm glad she's showing. It's kind of a disease that isn't brought out on TV very much, and I think Mel is doing a great job. Melanie Thomas Press is doing a great job with my disease. She's making it.
Real. Did you say Melody Thomas Scott?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to hear. It was getting cut off. Oh, yes. She's doing a wonderful job. I can't wait till she does the scenes with Meredith Baxter. That's my favorite. Of all the TV moms, don't get me wrong, I love all the TV moms. But
mm-hmm.
Meredith Baxter will always be, you know, special place in my heart because I enjoyed Family Ties. Oh, my gosh. I grew up with that. I love it. Corey, who do you pick for your star performer or performers of the week?
Well, my star performers for the week are Lulu and Maxie.
Ooh, yes.
I really
yes.
enjoyed their scenes and their banter.
Uh-huh.
It's like they took them right out of the movie Mean Girls, and it was hilarious.
I loved it today when Maxie's teasing Levi. She's like, well, Levi, just because you cut your hair doesn't mean they don't know that it's you.
Yeah, I love that part.
Exactly.
Thank you. The writers have the humor because on Facebook, that's what everybody's talking about right now. Like, that's like
yeah.
the topic. Like, Levi cut his hair. What is showing? Like, yeah, but I thought that was really sweet. And if you look on the article, it did show that the actor did that, you know, for, you know, a special little thing that he did, too. So I thought that was really cool, how he's donating his hair for a good cause. That
was
sweet.
That was...
I enjoyed it. I'll find the article and I'll post it on Facebook for y'all.
Thank you.
And I'll put it on my blog so you can see it. But
mm-hmm.
those type of things are very heartfelt to me. I'm very into that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also bad because a lot of people always want to tell us, me, Carly, and Corey, they always want to tell us about their special projects. So my challenge for you all is if you really, you know, feel that passionate, reach Carly, Corey, and me, one of us, it doesn't matter, and we'll be glad to have you on as a guest so you can bring up your topics and talk about your wonderful cause and, you know, let's start doing something. Let's make a change because it's true what they say. Change starts at home.
Exactly, and
it does. And it's just wonderful. I just want to point out that he cut his hair and he donated it to a very good charity. It's called Locks of Love.
What
Locks of Love does is they take your hair and they turn it into a wig for cancer patients.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a wig made out of actual human hair.
Right, right.
Yeah, that's really sweet of him.
I didn't know he did that. Very
it'd be
sweet.
Good. Yeah.
You know,
I guess he's a nicer person now.
And Corey can come along and tag along with us on this one. And we might just turn it into the Willie Carly / Corey show again. That's something in there. But I wanted to just tell everybody that this week when we get back on with the Willie and Carly show, I definitely will be bringing up a wonderful topic of autism because I feel that needs to be more talked about.
Definitely.
There's parts that people don't understand, or some people, you know, it's not that they don't want to hear it, but maybe they just don't understand it. And
mm-hmm.
so, you know, maybe between Carly, Corey, and I, we can try to help bring more people aware of that because, you know, I've, you know, very deeply into that. You know, I believe that, you know,
mm-hmm.
just like
That's
me,
crazy.
I have my own conditions as well. But I feel that it's better for people to just have an open mind. Think about what's going on in your world. Don't shut yourself out. And be who you are. Don't be afraid of that. And remember, you are loved. And no matter what anyone says, you know, you're beautiful. And no one can steal your thunder. That's only on you.
Well, and to touch on that, I just to touch on that, because I'm a host now.
Yes.
just to touch on that, I love that we're in agreement that we need to bring to the forefront these causes.
Yes.
And I think we talked about a very big cause. Well, I don't think. I know we did. A very big cause that is near and dear to my heart, bullying. And it happened to our Carly.
Mm-hmm.
It happened to. And I just going to say again, that we here are not going to stand for it.
No way.
Well, that's true, Corey, because I'm not afraid to admit it. I was one of those that was considered as a target in that category. But, you know, and for me, I deal with a lot, but that's fine. You know, I'm a big grown boy. I can deal with it. I'm a big man. I can, you know, handle that. That's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But for someone like Carly, she doesn't do that because,
mm-hmm.
like Corey said, again, and this is just me bringing it up again, if you're going to be someone's friend, then be their friend. You don't have
mm-hmm.
to be their enemy and not have to be hatred. Because the way I feel, and this is just me because, yes, I'm very religious as well, is that I just feel that there's just enough hatred in this world. Let's move on and get away from that. Otherwise,
mm-hmm.
what kind of generation are you teaching these young kids? Are you ready to them to follow in your footsteps? I don't think so.
Mm-mm.
Well, I just think what happened is ridiculous, and I am a person. I've always been different. I make no secret about it. I'm a homosexual male.
Mm-hmm.
I've always been different.
Good.
I've always been a person of size. So my whole life, there's always been something that I've been bullied about.
Mm-hmm.
I don't stand for it. We won't stand for it. The show won't stand for it. And like I said earlier, if that's your agenda, then I'd just rather you move along and
exactly. not partake. And we will not be afraid of locking you people. But, No, but the autism show we are doing, I think, is such a great idea because my mom and dad's best friends, both of their two best friends, have autistic boys, and, you know, they
yeah.
are so sweet. They are so sweet. And,
yeah.
you know.
And then the other cool surprise, again, it's on the Willie Carly show. And between me and Carly and hopefully with Corey adding on, I'm always trying to change things a little bit because I don't want both shows to just feel exactly the same. You want to change things a little bit.
Exactly.
But you're definitely going to enjoy, because it's a special surprise for all of y'all, is that we're going to add a special actor and comedian as a guest for the Willie Carly show, and we're trying to get him on very soon, so be prepared for that. It'll definitely be a treat right there with that. I wanted to bring up another thing for y'all is if anyone hasn't caught on the big thing going on right now, is recently I tried the Kindle app, and I've really enjoyed it because especially for me, I enjoy reading a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know about y'all, if you want to go around the table on this, but my favorite book this week that I've just started on Kindle is from Jackie Collins. It's called Rockstar.
Why are you on that?
And you can get it on Kindle, guys. You can actually get
mm-hmm.
it on Kindle. Just look up the app. It's real simple. And follow instructions.
Yeah, my phone.
And if you're lucky, sometimes you may even get it free. So check it out.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I didn't know she had anyone out.
I mean, we have a commercial. But I'm serious. It's really fun. I mean,
really?
I remember a while back we had little problems Maybe people mentioned about Kindle, but it's really a safe app. It's not
mm-hmm.
harmful on your cell phone or your iPhones or
mm-hmm.
your iPads or laptops. I recommend
right.
it to everybody. Carly, has there been anything on Kindle that you'd like to recommend?
Well, I'm gonna get Kindle very soon, but I've been reading this book. Well, I've been reading this book, actually reading a book, and I love The Fault in Our Stars from the movie. You guys, that book is so good. I'm scared to finish it, actually. I mean, I want to finish it, but I don't want to know how it ends because
yeah.
I will
mm-hmm.
be
yeah.
crying, and I will be calling up Will at 2 o'clock in the morning saying, why? So, yeah,
awesome.
I haven't finished it, but I will. I totally will finish it. What about Marjorie? Have you read any good books or anything?
Well, I'm mostly hardcover, regular books. But one I can highly recommend, I don't know if everybody's read it yet, is Jeannie Poofers. Not
yes.
Young, it's still Rutless. Oh,
yeah,
no, what is that one called? Is that, what's the title for that? Jeannie
Not
Poofers.
Young and Still Reckless.
Okay,
hey,
remember that for me. I think Carly's good at
okay,
better on memory than I am. But I
heard
about that.
This week.
I want to get it. I want to get that one. I've heard some good things about that one.
Yeah,
awesome.
That one, yeah.
When
Doug
had that soap series show on a while back, I talked to Jeannie on the phone. I got the honor of speaking with her, and I asked her, please write book two, because I love the first one. I have it on Kindle and in my hand. Wow, I like them.
So Marjorie, do you use the Kindle too, or do you
mm-hmm.
just read the hard books?
I use the Kindle on my phone, but mostly I love real books in my hand.
Isn't Kindle addictive, right? Are you addicted to Kindle as much as I am?
Totally. I got quite a few books on there. I forgot what I just said.
Yeah, it's fun.
It is. It really is. Especially doctor appointments, whatever. And it's so easy. You take it right along with you. You know?
Exactly. I love it. And especially, you know, the best part is when you don't have your internet, let's say it's off for a little while or you're away, and you don't get the Wi-Fi, as long as you have it downloaded,
it's
on there. Now, I got a question for you, Marjorie, because you've probably been more on show than I have. And, Corey, you can chime in if you know this. Is there a limit to how much we can have on our Kindle, on the account?
I don't
because,
think so.
I mean, I've downloaded a lot of books, but I just want to be sure if there's, like, a limit where it just stops, where it doesn't download no more.
Oh, I've got a 12 on there. I don't think there's...
How many?
12.
Oh, wow. That's good.
Yeah. I'm a big... Well, that, the blogs, and my thing is reading. I can't get around much, so I read.
Oh, I love to read. Have you read any books by Mike Wells? He's also good.
He is very good. My big one is, I got his name at the tip of my tongue. I read every book he ever wrote.
There was
Mark
one
Law.
That I just downloaded. I haven't read it, honestly, but I did download it so I can read it later. The Drive-By Wife?
John Grisham.
Something like that, Drive-By Wife, I think it is.
Well, that's it. You got it.
Drive-By Wife. Corey, are you still with us?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, good. Corey, do you have Kindle, or do you have any books that you read that you recommend?
I don't have a Kindle because I like a book.
You like your hands.
Yeah. I'm currently reading It's Red Riding Hood. They made it into a movie not too long ago with Amanda Streitfeld, and I can't put it down. It's so good.
Corey, who's the writer?
The writer is... Who is the writer? Hold on.
That sounds really good. I was just like, who's the writer? Because I know they, you know, every year you always hear these stories, of, you know, of the books that are published out for Red Riding Hood, but when the way you're describing, it's like, wow, who's the writer? Because I definitely want to read that one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, John Grisham is the other one. I have to have every book he ever wrote.
Oh, my God. I love John Grisham. I love his movies.
Yeah, me too.
You're talking to a major movie buff here. I mean, I'm going to take after Robin from GA one day. I want to definitely do directing one day. I would love that.
Oh,
Willie, the book is by Sarah Blakely Cartwright.
Okay, that's good, Corey. Remind me about that one, if you can send it later to my inbox or even to my phone. That one would be awesome to read later. That's going to be good. Another one that I'm trying to get into, because I love to read a lot. I don't know if you all heard about this, but... There's a program, it's by the Goodwill. Goodreads. Sorry, it's called Goodreads. And it's fun because it's a program that you read your books, and if you're lucky, sometimes you even win free books. And there's challenges that they give you. And, like, for example, maybe my challenge this week. Mm-hmm. My challenge maybe this week could be, like, maybe read 3 or 4 books this week or, you know, in 2 weeks or whatever. But I have the one that I told you was the rock star that I have from Jackie Collins on my Kindle. On my hard books, like Corey, I have Vampire Academy. Yeah.
Ooh.
You know, the one from the movie? I have that one that I'm going to start, and that one I'm looking forward to. Because I'm a big vampire fan, the gothic part of side of me. If I could, I'd be a vampire. That's me. But I love that. I think I was born in another era. I think I was born like a vampire, so that's just me.
You could have been Porto.
I love that.
Yeah, you could have done Porto, babe.
Yeah.
Oh, did you hear? Oh, this is going back a while. Did anybody ever read Robin's diary? She wrote during when Sloan was dying. Oh,
I did. I thought it was really good.
I still have it. Well, Robin's Diary.
Who writes that one?
Kimberly McCullough did it.
It was Robin's Diary.
And Patrick had another one on Patrick Thornhart back then from was One Life to Live at the time. And he had a poetry book.
Oh, okay.
It's a real book in your hand. Because
yeah.
My favorite way to read is in my hand.
Yeah. And there's another one.
Hey, Willie?
Yeah.
Guiding Light also came out with books. One was about the backstory of Reva and Jonathan.
Reva. Mm-hmm.
They turned it into a novel, and I can't remember what it's called, but I will research it and let you know.
Oh, yes, thank you. I know I have, because I love reading those books like that. I've got one book that's in my collection that I read constantly. It's called Jonathan's Story from Guiding Light.
I read that.
Yeah, I have that one. And from Oakdale, I have the Man of Tomorrow or something like that with Henry Coleman.
Really? I don't have that one.
Uh-huh. I'll take the picture
tomorrow?
So you guys can see it.
Mm-hmm.
The Man of Tomorrow, that one, yes. That one, I have that one, too. I collect a lot of the main books when I get a chance to. Those are some really good ones, too.
Her book. So there's no cheese book if you're... a
oh, okay,
yeah,
I'll
have
to get that one. Mm-hmm.
Well, and the other one's real good, the original Jill, Brenda Dickerson. It's all with her life story, and
mm-hmm.
she really led a Hollywood life, right? I mean,
oh, wow.
Yep.
My True Hollywood, no, My True Hidden Hollywood Story. Excellent. I bought it. The one hardcover. I spend too much money on books.
It's good. So,
Maldry, I know what you can do. Maybe you can order books from the library. That's what I do sometimes to save money.
Thank you, Bert.
I was going to ask you all the other topic I was going to bring up is there besides books, is there any movies that you saw that you'd like to recommend to everybody tonight? For me, I saw the wonderful, that's very heartfelt, emotional film that was on HBO right now. They're showing it on HBO On Demand. It's called Parkland.
Oh, excellent.
That is a movie.
Together.
It was very riveting. It was very emotional.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love to commend all the actors and the mm-hmm. writers and the casting crew.
Oh.
I can't stop watching it. It's just so intense. I mean, it's really good. I mean, it's got all my favorite actors. Of course, you know, I'm a major Zac Efron fan. And then there's
right.
Tom Welling, that was Superboy from Smallville.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
I mean, just the cast is on and on. It's amazing. Corey, have
They're
you
perfect.
Seen that? Carly?
Let's see. Well, I'm seeing a movie on Sunday with my sister Laura. I can't wait. It's the one Oprah did. It's going to be called like The 100th Journey or whatever.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be
good.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. You have to tell me about that, baby, if it's good. Yeah.
Oh,
let me know.
You know what I'm looking forward to, baby? Honey, you know what I'm looking forward to?
What?
Going to a movie with you.
I remember that, babe. Yeah. I can't wait to see that with you, too. Yeah.
Is there any
movies that you've seen this week on, like, on the movies for your, like, HBO or Stars or just regular cable, maybe, that you're recommending all your listeners tonight?
No. I don't really like to go to movies. I don't like the crowd.
I understand that.
So, no, I don't
know.
I mean,
like movies like on TV, on cable or anything? You haven't seen any movies that caught your attention or that you liked?
No, not really.
No?
Oh, okay.
It just came under me.
Go rent The Other Woman and also...
Oh, my God, I love that.
Oh, what was the movie my cousin and I saw when we were there? Oh, Bad Words with Jason Bateman. And
is it good?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I remember.
Corey, yes.
Carly, tell me about that. Corey, I have, I don't remember if I had sent that to you or not, but since you're like me, you don't really, I like going to movies too sometimes, but sometimes I just can't stand the crowds. But Marjorie, if you haven't checked this out, there's a cool app. It's called Showbox. It's like Blinkbox, but it's better. And what it is you get free movies and free shows anytime you want on there. Yes, it's all free. And I'm kidding you not. It's on my phone, and I watch, like, all the awesome movies that they've got. It's amazing.
Thank you. My budget's really...
Let me know, Marjorie. I can definitely send you a link or something. One of my friends has sent it to me. Everybody shares it with each other.
That's perfect for me.
I mean, it's really cool because, like, let's, for example, you know, cable is just so high these days, and a lot of us are just canceling our cable. I know I'm going to eventually cancel mine because you'll laugh, but the only reason I had HBO was just for True Blood, and we know how that ended. So, same time, like, let's say, for example, that you're always working and, you know, you got your cable, but let's say, for example, you miss Mistresses. Well, on Showbox, you can catch up with it, and you'll never miss a show for, like, at all. It's got the first full season of Mistresses on there, and then, the latest episodes that you're watching now on TV, it'll
mm-hmm.
still be on there. All you have to do, I told Carly about this, you just have to wait one day or midnight before it's on there, and it's added to your collection. You just save it.
Wow. Thank you.
That's
yeah,
cool.
It's really cool.
Yeah,
yeah, you're
thank
welcome.
You very much.
Yeah. And Corey, the same for you. Hopefully it works for you. And you're just like me. Sometimes I don't even want to go out to movies because of those crowds. At least you can have it on your phone or your iPad or laptop.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for your own, you know, at leisure. And then you don't have to go nowhere. Just go home and, you know, enjoy your movies or your shows.
Yeah. I have to walk around a walker or a wheelchair and have people stare at me, right?
Well, it's that. I mean, I'm like that, too. I'm not going to lie. I can't stand when people just stare and you're sitting down to eat or whatever or just in the theater or anything. But another part that annoys me is when you're sitting down and then you have the other people just sitting right in front of you when you know there's like 10 seats available.
Exactly.
Like, why can't they just move? Hello?
You
know, you're like, oh, my gosh. Yeah, I've had that. So I'm like Corey, too. If I could, I really wouldn't go out too much. But, yeah, if it's Carly, I'll go with Carly to movies. But other than that, I probably would just stay home. And you know, I'm very easy going on that. I just can stay home, watch a good movie. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Okay, Carly,
yeah.
You got to go over there and watch movies, okay?
Oh, I plan to.
Yeah. Leave it up to Carly.
No,
she's already
Mommy.
Told me. Carly's already planning her vacation before we know it.
Yeah, Marjorie, put it this way. I may never want to go home, okay? I mean, see, the trouble with us, I may not want to be apart for a long time from him. You know?
I agree.
Aww.
I don't think you should be.
I can't wait. And I can't wait to go over there because I've never been to, where she's at. And it's awesome because it's like I love to travel. And I enjoy just the scenery and, you know, all of that good stuff. Plus, you know, I'll look forward to it because me and Carly will be able to do the show live together, and that's going to be awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it will be.
Yeah.
And we're also going to do, Carly wanted me to announce for y'all, is that eventually me and Carly are going to try to do like a live blog sort of deal where we kind of, like, share not just ourselves basically on the blog, but we're going to share, like I said, the scenery that we go to, places we travel, that kind of deal. Because I for one, love scrapbooks, but I like it more when it's live because you're sharing with people. And it's always, for me, it's always fun to see the comments that people leave for you because they're part of that. Like, some people may say, like, you took a picture of, like, a bridge. And they're like, oh, I wish I was there. Well, even though they're not there, at least you're sharing it with them. And that, for them, it's like everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That would be beautiful.
And, people and I know, I like this guy for, like, a year.
Yeah.
And I just didn't know what to do with myself. And if it was not for Corey, I probably would never say anything. And
thank you,
Corey. And then when we were on the way to the beach, him and I were texting, and that's how everything came about. It was
not a corny or anything, but I'm blessing you. I asked Carly that I was like, well, Carly, you know, she'll be my girl and go steady with me, and she's like, oh yeah, I will. So I like that. That was fun. I'm a romantic at heart. You know,
And Corey, Cole, thank you. You kind of had a big deal with us getting together.
You're welcome.
Corey's a matchmaker.
Thank you, Corey.
You're welcome.
My Carly's happy.
Yeah, I am. I'm in love with this guy.
But you know what? And just me, besides Carly, I'm just very thankful for Corey because he truly is a good friend and best friend. And I enjoy being part of his writing team because, I mean, I have other friends too that I am writers with. But with me and Corey, it's like a really good team that, like, we always collaborate. And it's funny because we kind of, like, come up with the same ideas, like, oh, she should be in this week, but we'll put her this next week, or we want to do this or this. And it's like, man, I just sometimes wish we had, like, an actual real-life show because we would definitely take it by storm, wouldn't we, Corey?
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and if Corey doesn't mind me saying this, I'm going to find Corey the love of his life if it killed me. Don't know how I'm going to do it yet.
Yeah, we're both on that. I'm on that board as well. It's like a little pact that me and Carly made together that to show our thanks that we would do the same because we want everybody as happy as we are.
And Mosley, if you want us to set you up with anyone too, totally do it.
There you go.
You better watch out, Marjorie. She means it.
I'm in Chicago.
I learned this about Carly. Gotta love her.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He is the only one that can ever convince me if it's a really bad idea, don't do it. He's like the only one that can say, you know, you're going to get yourself in trouble, you know. So, like, he's the only one that can actually tell me no. No one else can.
Also, I will tell everybody, and Carly knows about this, and I don't know if Corey remembers, but it's important for us to remember, be careful downloading some of the apps on Facebook, because Facebook Messenger is getting
a
virus, and they can deny it and lie it, but I know for a fact that from other people that they're telling me their computers and their laptops and iPads are starting to, like, completely blink and freeze, so don't load your Facebook app Messenger. The Messenger, you know, for the Facebook, because I'd hate for you guys to have problems. But what you can do is what I do. It's kind of like working around it. You know, when you go on there and it asks you if you want to download it, or it says ignore or ask later, click that every time, and you'll be okay. Click later or ask later, something like that. I do that every time, and you know what? It's better. Because I will admit, I tried it one time for the Messenger because it was, like, bothering me, so I gave it a chance. Do you know that it took up 800-something on my phone? It takes up too much space, so I took it off.
Thank you.
It did.
My
it took,
data,
like, 800.
It went crazy. My data,
if you look on your apps, look on settings. You go to it, and this is just for anybody. If your phone ever goes slow, just real simple, go to your settings, look under cache, clear your cache, because it's all your apps. They take up space. It's just a lot of them. MySpace is the worst because they add too much. I think they add like 900 something on your phone. But that Messenger app, it literally will take it 800 something.
Yeah.
It will just take it, like, all your space. And before you know it, like, you're trying to watch Netflix or Hulu Plus and you're going slow on your phone, that's why it takes up too much space.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah,
Corey, did you know about that, Corey?
Yeah, I knew that about that. Yep.
You know that? I heard
I had to confirm it. I don't, you know, I'm not afraid to admit it, and this is just me. I know a lot of us be like, oh, I'm not going to admit it. But I feel that, you know, why hide it? You know, if something happened and you wanted to talk about it, do that. So if it helps someone, I don't mind, and that's better for me. So that way it doesn't happen to them. But, I mean, I'm a writer, and I'll try it. You know, I'll give things a chance. And you learn, you know, it's like, say we learn the hard way, but never again, man, never. I'm not downloading that Messenger ever again.
No,
see, I had
and
it. I canceled it, and then somebody says to go back on it because, oh, that was a lie. So I go, okay, I'll try it again.
Yeah,
and
yeah, you got to be really careful, Marjorie, because if it freezes up too much on your phone, then here's the bad part. You literally have to go back to your settings, and you have to reprogram your phone. And when you reprogram it, it clears your phone and starts it over. But the only problem is everything you had on your phone, it'll clear everything off, including pictures, games, apps, everything.
Wrong,
it'll all clear
everything.
Yeah, that's where the virus comes in. Can you imagine what it would do to your laptop?
Oh, I don't have one.
Always to, like, change your password every couple of months because you don't want to get hacked.
Yes. I had that recent issue with that with, I don't know, it's just coincidental for me, but recently was targeted for that. And, what Carly says, you definitely do want to change your passwords as much as possible because you never know when that happens exactly.
Has anybody heard anything about Hangouts? A friend of mine wants to use that all the time to talk one-to-one.
On Google?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's fine. I use that. It works good.
It's okay?
That's fine. Okay. Google is fine. I love Google. I go on there with friends, and they'll find me, and they start talking. Actually, surprisingly, Google is better than Facebook Messenger, to be truthful. It's not even that much space on your phone because it's just there.
Mm-hmm.
You can either download, I think they may have an app, I don't know, but
they do.
You can check it. Yeah, you can check it. It's really fun. It goes really fast. But
okay,
I enjoy that one better. Yeah,
thank
and
you.
The other one that I recommend that also
that's
is in that much space is Skype. Everyone can Skype.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool, too. On some phones, you can be compatible, but it's pretty good. Skype's also a good one, too.
Is that one, too? Because somebody says to me, oh, it's private when you do it on Messenger. And I go, if somebody is using this much data on my phone, how can it be private, you know? If they're eating up my phone, all the data, right? It can't be.
Well, yeah. Oh, and, you know, we bell, and then in a couple of minutes, a blog talk is going to cut us all off.
Okay. You take
That's
care
cool.
and
That's
stay
cool.
happy with,
yep.
actually, you know. I'm very grateful that you have the show. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and we know you will be back Friday, so.
I'll be back.
And
yeah.
come back Wednesday if you want to ask Courtney a question or if you want to listen to All Night's interview with her.
Yeah, and also, Marjorie, don't forget the Willie and Carly show also that we try to do that during the week, too, and you're welcome to call in as well on that one. So don't
is
be confused on two different shows. Huh? It's on
yep,
Black Talk Radio, too.
Same.
It'll be on this site, yeah.
And this
the
site.
Same
okay,
number
cool.
everything.
Yeah. Well, it'll be the same number. Basically, it's the same number. It's just a different day and a different show, but it's almost
yeah.
about the same.
Okay,
yeah.
cool.
And
I
like to also thank everybody
going...
for calling in and, you know, listening.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, you know, just listening to us and hearing our opinions and everything and reading and all that
mm-hmm.
good stuff. So keep checking with us, and, you know, we'll give you the news. And that's it on my end. Corey, what would you like to say in closing?
Well, just in closing, I just want to remind everybody to just be kind to one another.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, and have a good weekend. Have a great Labor Day, everyone. Sleep in on Labor Day because there's no soap to wash, so just sleep in, people. There's
That's
no send you
yeah.
DV.
Right.
Yeah, there's no send you TVOs or DVRs for anything.
No.
Right. Happy Labor Day, everybody. I'm out of here.
Okay.
Take
bye,
care,
bye,
everybody.
Bye.
Safe,
bye.
Great weekend. Love you guys.
Good
bye,
night.
Bye, bye.
Good night.
Bye.